We're in our fundraising drive. We're a non-commercial station. That's right, a non-commercial station. That's why we can present these kinds of materials, these long format programs, because you are supporting us. So we need to hear from you now. The Mind Body Code, how the mind wounds and heals the body, for a pledge of $250. 212-209-2950. Some of the program highlights are the five portals of wellness and the biosymbolic language of your mind body. How to break through your ceilings of abundance by healing archetypal wounds, debunking the myths of aging with the secrets of the centenarians. And that's what Corinne was talking about just a few moments ago. So we do need to hear from you now as we approach the top of the hour. And we know many listeners are moving to and fro, very, very busy listeners in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And those of you far afield at WBAI.org, take a couple of minutes. It just takes 3 minutes to make that pledge, supporting Take Charge of Your Health with Corinne Frenari and supporting WBAI Radio. 212-209-2950. That's the number. Let's hear from you folks.
You know, a lot of times people don't understand. You know, we talk a lot about the mind-body connection and how stress leads to disease. But what Mario Martinez has done is he's come to understand the connection, the operating connection, and how to get in there and correct it. And that's, you know, it's a revolutionary science approach. He teaches how the mind and body communicate within a cultural context. In essential ways, our unique cultural and spiritual histories are part of what affects overall health. Based on research evidence in the fields of psychoneuroimmunology, biocultural anthropology, integrated neuroscience, and contemplative psychology, Dr. Martinez has developed what he calls the mind-body code, the means by which the symbolic self and the biological self communicate. So that means when he's talking about the symbolic self, he's talking about all those histories that are stuck in our field that keep running those tapes, that keep us trapped in behaviors that undermine and create havoc and create suffering and create illness. And this is an opportunity to learn how to heal that process. The number to call is 212-209-2950, a $250 pledge of support when you call that number and ask for the 6-CD set, The Mind Body Code. For you to understand that every time you call and make a pledge, you support all of the programs, your favorite programs, even the programs that you can't always have an opportunity to listen to. You make it possible for us to keep our antenna going and to pay rent here at the radio station, to pay the electricity and the phone bills and the salaries. It takes a lot to run a station such as this. But, you know, we're so much engaged in the community of WBAI. We're interested in the politic. We're interested in what's happening with the Occupy Wall Street movement. We're also interested in what's happening with you and with your well-being. And that's why we bring to you programs such as this by calling 212-209-2950 to show your support for WBAI. 212-209-2950 to show your support for WBAI. It's only a $250 pledge, and it will be, you can use MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or electronic funds transfer. You know, with that, you can break that up into installments. You could use the credit or debit cards. You can ask for an invoice. Many ways for you to honor your pledge if you want this premium, the Mind-Body Code. And we're being joined by Andrea Katz. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to mention that we do have another way to make a pledge that so many people are starting to use. We now have an online donation site that you can go to at www.give2wbai.org, and that's give, the number 2, WBAI.org. And you can pretty much make your pledge at any time so that you can sit and listen to Corinne Frenari and not have to interrupt to make your call. You can call later. Thanks.
Thank you, Andrea. It's wonderful, wonderful to have your assistance. The number to call, 212-209-2950. You know, we can go from shame to power, but it takes support, it takes understanding, and it takes desire to create the change. The number is 212-209-2950, and that's what Mario Martinez gives us the understanding to allow us to go from shame to power, from injury to success, injury to a co-creator, not a victim. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, the same events, it changes your immunology, the exact same event. It's just the way you process the information coming in. And in that processing, you go from suppression to victorious. Your immune system goes from weakened to strengthened. Mm-hmm. And he makes those connections from the immune system to the mind to the attitude to the culture. And he explores all of them and how we are affected by all of them. The number to call, 212-209-2950. I found it so fascinating, so powerfully fascinating to hear about people who live to 100. So I played that first. But in actuality, there's so much more. That was just one section of the tape. The number to call, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And, but there's so much more on how to create relationships, how to create success in your life, how to allow success to come into your life, how to break those glass ceilings and limits that we put on ourselves. They are not necessary. We can break through them by understanding what's holding us back. The number to call is 212-209-2950. In a bit, a very short bit, I want to go back to
the
program.
That's a good idea.
I just want a couple more calls. We need the support. I know you're there. I know you love BAI just as much as I do. I know you want to work to keep this program and WBAI on the air. And we're a family. We work together. We work from the inside to make it better. The number 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Now, he explains the different emotions and where they come from. There are three major injuries that the body can take, and this is across cultures. This is across cultures, and how they weaken us and how they put us into loops. And it all depends on the age that we get caught in these three injuries, because then that injury is fixed at that age, and then we respond. So if we were abandoned at 5 years old, when this issue comes up, then this sense of a five-year-old and abandonment takes over our body and controls how we act. And while if we understand that, we can change that wound and we can change that fear of aloneness into empowerment. The next one is betrayal. And that's an emotion. The abandonment is an emotion of cold. Betrayal is an emotion of anger and hot. And again, it's one of the three basic injuries that we can emotionally take on. And then shame, the pain of embarrassment, is also hot, turns red hot. And the immune system, the red is our immune system responding. It's all symbiotic. So what we are doing is our immune system is responding in this way. How do we change this? These are wounds that are stored in the body and affect our immunology. The number to call, 212-209-2950. We got We've got two more calls we want to get. 212-209-2950. What should we do, Kathy?
I think we should go back. We've been kind of doing this for about 20 minutes or so, and I think the listeners have responded. We certainly want to get those other calls. And perhaps as the
We'll go back.
As we go forward with the DVD, The Mind-Body Code, How the Mind Wounds and Heals the Body, a few more people will call in. There's one of those calls
now. And that's
now.
Six CD set.
Quite correct,
Thank you, Kathy.
Six CD set for a contribution, a tax-deductible contribution to the radio station of $250. Let us hear from you now as we go back to The Mind-Body Code.
The symptoms of anemia. They could no longer identify with the anemia, and they would die just like the Indians did before. That's amazing to see how socioeconomics can affect illness versus disease. And conventional medicine will say, you know, anemia is anemia. No, it's not. That's the disease. The illness is the anthropological label that you give it, and that's what people respond to. And you can see that in placebo studies and nocebo studies. Placebo is the expectation of something working positively for you. Nocebo, the expectation of something working negatively for you. Medical hexing, let's talk about that. You've heard about voodoo hexing. Well, there's medical hexing going on all the time. You have 6 months to live. You have to live with it for the rest of your life. Those kind of things that go on. And then you live up to the expectation. Of course, there are illnesses that have a terminal component to it. But the hexing that goes on is a lot more powerful and more prevalent than you would think. Let me give you an example. Let's look at a culture. This was reported in the New England Journal of Medicine a couple of years ago. A psychiatrist reported this incident where in a Roman Catholic hospital, remember the authority is very important in the cultural components, this person was sick and the priest comes in to give him the last rites, and the priest in a very harmonious voice gives him the last rites, and the person dies within 15 minutes. But guess what the problem was? Is that person was not scheduled to die. It was the wrong patient. So he had two authorities saying that he was going to die. The doctor, by implication, because if you see the priest coming in, the doctor already said you're not going to make it. And there's a double authority. You get a double whammy here, a cultural double hit. Now, the person who was scheduled to die, who was supposed to have the last rites, lived for another 3 days waiting for the priest to give him the last rites. Medical hexing, spiritual hexing. And those are the things that I'm talking about here so you can understand the difference between disease and illness.
Okay, so we're going to go to the beginning and we're going to talk about paradigm shifts and where they come from and how we do them and how we work with them. You get a sense and a feel of Mario Martinez and the way he explains. Everybody can understand. Although he has very deep science and he's quoting studies, everybody can understand what he's talking about. This is the mind-body code, how they work together to keep us healthy or to keep us ill, all according to a large degree on our focus, our attitude, our paradigm. So we're going right now to track one, and we're going to hear Mario Martinez, the paradigm shift and how it happens.
In this program, I'm going to be talking about my theory of biocognition. And that is a theory that brings together mind and body, most importantly, within a culture. And I'm bringing together a few areas of science, psychoneuroimmunology, how thoughts and emotions affect the immune system, the nervous system, and the endocrine system, but also medical anthropology, which looks at how cultures shape the concept of illness and the concept of wellness. And I will also be adding in this program areas of work from Tibetan Buddhist psychology as well as Western contemplative psychology. And all of that put together allows us to look at mind, body, spirit developing within a cultural history. But let me tell you a little bit about how this started and some of my background so you can see how it comes together in the different sessions that I'll be discussing with you. I'm a clinical psychologist and my specialty is called psychoneuroimmunology. And what I have done is developed a theory that I call biocognition, had to coin the word because there was no such word that could bring that together, to explain that mind shifts are very difficult to transform, and they're very difficult to move from one set of beliefs to another because we invest a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of intellect. So what I want to do is I want to invite you to consider, as we go through this program, that the mindsets, what Kuhn called the paradigm shifts, go through three stages. So you can be aware of these stages if you are going through them. I'm speaking of Thomas Kuhn, who wrote a book that changed science forever, called The Structure of Scientific Revolution. And he was basically saying that science does not grow in a cumulative way where you add information and add information. That's part of it. But the other part is that once a theory no longer can explain new evidence, then part of the theory is dropped, and that's when you have what he called the paradigm shift. And the first one is any time that you try to make a change, a belief system, a scientific theory, at first there's a little bit of disdain. How dare you come up with something that is different than what I believe? We all do that. They did it with Galileo when he came up with a theory that the Earth was not the center of the universe. So it's disdain is at first. Second, you begin to get some evidence and you begin to get a sense of this may have some value, and then doubt comes in. And after doubt, the evidence or the intuitive or the intellect and emotions come together, and eventually, hopefully, you accept it. And then you incorporate that into your belief system, into your way of looking at the world. So what I'm inviting you to do is to take off the goggles that you're looking at the world with now and be open to a new way to look at it so that all of these sessions that we do will make sense, but more importantly, so you'll be able to apply them to your life and to be able to increase not only your health, but the quality of the life in general that you have with yourself and with other people. So in the program, what we're going to do is we're going to have several sessions that, although each are self-contained, they have a sense of continuity, and they follow different areas as if you're putting a puzzle together. And at the end of the program, you'll have a very comprehensive knowledge of mind-body psychology and science, as well as an idea of how the culture will affect you in the overall scheme of things. One of the things that I want to invite you to consider is that the culture is more important than the genes. And that's good news, because the culture can be changed, or the beliefs about a culture can be changed, and even genes now can be changed. We have an area in biology called epigenetics that actually looks at how genetics can be affected by environmental conditions. And I'll talk about that later in other sessions.
And so that was just a little taste of the genesis of this program, the mind-body code, how the mind wounds and heals the body by, it's a really special program put together by Mario Martinez, founder of Biocognitive Theory. And we're just going to go right back into this, and we're going to talk about fear of the exalted emotions, or rather, we're going to hear Mario speak about that. And we're going to hear a little bit more about how we get trapped in these little loops and how it keeps us from being able to understand how to truly heal our lives.
In this next session, what we're going to do is continue expanding from the initial concept of the five portals of wellness and moving into an area that's very important but very misunderstood in the mind-body movement. And that is the psychology of abundance, how we find abundance and how we keep it without getting sick. So basically what we're doing is we're looking at how we can conquer the fear of success. And that may sound unusual to say, who is afraid of success? Well, now as you're learning that the mind and the body have boundaries that adjust to different levels of abundance, of wealth and health and so forth. And when you go beyond that, although it may be good, it's still considered some kind of a stress component, something new that has to be absorbed. So although research in mind-body psychology has demonstrated the negative effects of anger and resentment and guilt have on our health, little is known about why fear of joy is increasing in our affluent societies. The more exalted emotions like love, empathy, and compassion continue to be excluded from rigorous investigations and of research. So in this session, what we're going to do is that we're going to learn why these exalted emotions are feared and how to embrace them to maintain wellness and access the healing process. So what I teach is how to infuse the healing emotions into a cultural mindset that has been taught to feel unworthy of joy and abundance, almost apologizing for your greatness or apologizing for your wealth or your health. Sometimes people will say, well, I'm sorry, I come from a very healthy background. I don't have any traumas to talk about, almost in an apologetic way. Because we have packaged pathology in such a way that you almost feel abnormal if you're normal. So what we're going to do is learn to identify the denial of joy that we have and the self-sabotaging conditions that restrain personal achievement and worthiness. Because remember, we learn in our culture, and you know now how important the cultural learning is, to almost not accept compliments. When someone says, oh, I love your hair. Oh, it's all right, this old thing. It's apologizing for something that was given to you from grace. So one of the things that we learn in the psychology of abundance is not to apologize for what you have or not to apologize for your greatness in a way that you don't feel you're being conceited, in a way that you don't feel like you're doing something wrong because you have goodness that's been given to you. So the first thing to understand is that we have a certain amount of fear of joy that we're not aware of, a certain amount of fear of abundance. And the way that I define abundance is the amount of health, wealth, and love that you require in order to lead a joyful life, which means a wellness life, a life of health at every level. But before you can do that, we have to see that it doesn't come natural for us to accept our joy. Babies accept their joy, but culture and society moves us into a place where we become apologetic of our greatness and we become apologetic of the things that we accomplish in order to comply with social and cultural rules. So we're going to have to break some rules here. You have to become a little bit of a revolutionary in order to reach these levels with wellness. So the first thing to do is to look at what I call the baseline assessment of your belief fields and your environments, which is, what is it that you perceive to be abundant versus deprivation? And where did you learn your sense of abundance and where did you learn your deprivation? The interesting thing about it is that we don't learn by the things that we're told. We learn by what we see. So for example, let's say you come from a family that told you, you should be wealthy, you should be healthy, you should be happy, you should be in love, and yet you see your father or your mother failing at everything they do, or living in a world where you see class envy, that they envy the wealthy or they envy the people that have natural health. What you're learning is not what they're telling you. You're learning a deprivation mentality that says, this is not for me, although intellectually you seek it. And what happens that if you have that kind of dichotomized way of looking at things, then abundance comes in as a stressful situation. And this is why you see many people who live a life of deprivation, saving and saving for the retirement or working in a place that they hate, and then finally they retire, they have the money, they buy the house, they buy the whatever they want. 2 weeks later, cancer, or an accident, or an illness. What that means is that they have not taught their central nervous system, their immune system, even their endocrine system, as they work together, to accept that level of joy without seeing it as some kind of a fight or flight. So what we're going to do is we're going to understand this process so you can build your sense of abundance, and I don't mean just wealth, abundance in health and love, without creating illnesses, without creating stressful reactions. And the way to look at it is that look at joy as a very rich fuel, and then look at self-esteem as the gates to that fuel. So if self-esteem is low, the gates are going to block that rich fuel of joy. If self-esteem is substantial and it's open, joy comes in without hurting you. But even though you have good self-esteem, joy has to be processed. For example, any time I have good news or something good happens, I stop and I do a meditation to allow my body and my mind to accept that level of abundance. And that's what I call expanding the ceilings of abundance. So what happens then is that you have what I call blinding loops. And the blinding loop is the one that rationalizes where you are and doesn't allow you to move forward, because at some level, the belief is that that's good for others, but not for me. It's a blinding loop. You loop into the information and you rerun it as if nothing else exists. And as I mentioned in the first session about the paradigm shift, remember that at first there's disdain for the shift, there's doubt, and finally there's acceptance. So what we're going to do in this session is to work on the acceptance of abundance by conquering the fear of success.
Now, how are you liking this? You know what? I just want to thank you, because people are still calling, even though the program is playing, because I think you're getting it. You're getting it. We're getting a lot of people talking. A 96-year-old woman called, said, I don't have lots of time. I got to learn this stuff. Guess what? She's got a lot more time than she thinks she does, and it's quality time. And it's quality time, and we just want to make it more and more and more quality. And that's what this is all about. It's understanding our cultural connections and how these connections connect to our thoughts, to our expectations, and also to our immune system and how it all comes together. It is very powerful stuff. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And you're listening to Mario Martinez, The Mind-Body Code, How the Mind Can Wound and How It Can Heal the Body. Wounding and healing just from the mind. And I know you're appreciating it. We're getting that feedback that's telling us you appreciate it, you understand it, you get it, and you want to understand it for your life, to enhance your life. 212-209-2950. And also, I really, really want you to make a little pledge to me that if you do get these CDs, that you will share them. I would love you to sit down and do the chapter on, let me see, what number four, session four, the chapter on Guardians of the Heart, the intimate language of relationships. I'd like you to do that chapter with your partner, with your friends, so you can understand how to speak to each other, how to support each other, how you can make healing fields around each other's during times of crisis, how together as a unit, you can go through crisis and have it strengthen you, not weaken you. But at the same time, if you choose, or if you are single, mm-hmm. This information can empower you to be more of you, to strengthen yourself, to make it through these loops, these blinding loops, without fear, and to come out empowered as a unit and or as an individual, and become stronger, and learn to serve others, learn to serve your community. The number to call, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. This is the Mind-Body Code. You are there. You are listening for two reasons. You're listening, one, because you love BAI, just like I do. You love BAI. And you're here to co-partner with us to make BAI work. Is it perfect? Never has been. And one other thing, I promise you, it never will be. We're humans. We're working from love. And we're trying to figure this out as a unit, as a family, as a community. And we're making it work for over 50 years. How many businesses can stay open for 50 years? This is a community effort. We need you. It's been 50 years. We have no big corporate sponsors. We have you. You. So we want you to support us at any level you can. We want you to support from a membership. We want you to avail yourself of this phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal premium, The Mind-Body Code by Mario Martinez. WBAI is introducing Mario on the East Coast. We really are. When you go to one of Mario Martinez's talks, you will see people, famous, successful people in the audience, listening, learning. It is an amazing thing. We are introducing him here to you so you can get his knowledge, share it with yourself, share it with your family, Share it with your community because that's where your power comes from. Your power comes from empowering. The number to call, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And understand, this is where our power comes from. It comes from you. You, the listener. We have no corporate sponsors. If you give us $25, we appreciate it. We appreciate it dearly. If you give us $1,000, we appreciate it. We know that we deserve it. We deserve whatever you can give. And we know that you deserve this wonderful premium. Do what you can. And you might want to come together with someone to get this premium and bring it into your house and share it with someone. The number to call, 212-209-2950.
That's right. And we're talking about the mind-body code, how the mind wounds and heals the body. It's a 6-CD set, 6 hours and 42 minutes. We're asking for a pledge of support of $250, and we'll thank you with this 6-CD set. And we know that for some of you, $250 is a lot of money, but that's what we need to do for this level of premium. But remember, you can break that up in installments. You can break it up in installments using the check, so you can do it in electronic funds system, and that allows a certain amount to come out of your account on a regular basis. You can do it with your credit or debit cards. You can do it in full, or you can do it in installments. And that way you can honor and support WBAI, and you will be able to receive as a gift the mind-body code. But we also know that there are some folks out there, maybe some professionals, who can maybe pledge $1,000 to WBAI. And with the 4 sets that you give, then you can help the people in your life. Give one to your aunt, give one to your nephew, give one to your sister, and keep one for yourself, or something like that. Make a pledge of $1,000. If you can make a matching fund, that would be a wonderful help WBAI, and it helps to give incentive to people who are looking to also make a pledge to support WBAI. 212-209-2950 is your number to call.
212-209-2950.
And remember, you can use your MasterCard, Visa, American Express. If you want to use credit, that's fine. If you prefer debit, it works just the same for us, and it's just as fine a way to do it. 212-209-2950. And this is a beautiful program. It teaches you how to break through your ceilings of abundance by healing archetypal wounds. It debunks the myths of aging and offers the secrets of centenarians. And it talks about health from fibromyalgia to stigmata, and fascinating descriptions of the power of the mind-body-culture connection. And it tells you what your mind will subject your body to if you're running one of these tapes, one of these loops, as he calls it. And he talks about creating the healing fields to honor, the healing fields of honor, commitment, and loyalty. He talks about the psychology of forgiveness and a special guided contemplative practice for liberation from self-entrapment. 6 CDs of insights and exercises with the founder of biocognitive therapy, and that's Dr. Mario Martinez. 212-209-2950. A $250 pledge of support will allow us to gift you this particular 6 CD set. We're only going to be here. We have less than a half hour to go, and we want to maximize this time. So if you've been listening and thinking and maybe waiting till the last minute, please don't do that. Make that call now. Because when you make that call, we hear it. It's such an inspiration to all of us. And it also allows us to go back to the material. There are going to be people who will only receive this as a result of what little segments they hear on the air. And the more of you that make that phone call and concentrate those calls, the more material we can play. And it's to the benefit of everyone. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. Why not you be the next caller, the one to ignite the inspiration for the rest of our listeners, and it certainly inspires us here in the studio. We're so grateful to you for all of your support. 212-209-2950 is your number to call.
We really are. It inspires us when we see those calls coming in, when we hear those phones ring, with your pledges of support for the radio station. You have supported this radio station in various forms for 52 years. We're a commercial-free radio station, a listener-sponsored radio station in the center of the FM dial in New York City, a really precious piece of airspace, and we zealously guard it. We know that you feel the same way about the station as well, and our frequency, our position on the dial, and we need to hear from you right now. Those of you who haven't made a pledge in about, let's say, 6 months or a year or more, would you call right now with your pledges of support? If this station is important to you, if the program is important to you, if the material is interesting to you, we're asking you to call us now with your pledge of support.
Thank you for that.
212-209-2950. We need to multiply that by at least 10. 10 of you calling right now. Some of you are listening to us in Queens. Some of you listening to us in Brooklyn and on Staten Island. You're listening to us. Some out there in Long Island are listening to us, and people listening to us in Connecticut. Would you call us? Would you call us if you're listening to us in New Jersey? 212-209-2950. 950, the mind body code, how the mind wounds and heals the body. A 6 CD set, over 6 hours of material. We need to hear from you right now. Time is running short, less than 20 minutes. We have to break right before the top of the hour, so less than 20 minutes. And we certainly want to play another segment, another clip for you before we have to go. This is by Dr. Mario E. Martinez. 212-209-2950. If you're calling this line right here, which is 2900, that's not the line we need you to call. We need you to call 209-290.
2950. That's
2950.
Right. 212-209-2950 is your number to call to show your support for WBAI and really your support for yourself. If you have been struggling, if you have not been able to create the abundance that you need in your life, if you are struggling with issues of distraction and clutter, if you are working with healing your body, this is a way to begin to enhance through understanding the mind-body code. You're able to excavate those background tapes that are running in your system that are preventing you from healing and transcending the way you would like to. Hey, Tony, welcome.
Thank you. 212-209-2950 is the call. And Corrine, what I like about this material is that it basically tells you that the injury, the hurt is within you. We're going to use the same place that the injury happened to fix that. It's a reconnecting, going back to that place where that, as we put it in, as Mr. Martinez puts it, this injury happened that you personified, basically, and are living with. You're not aware even of this incident in some cases, or these incidences. And we go back to that same place using your mind to tear that apart, break that down, and to start again. 212-209-2950. That's the phone number to call, folks. This is revolutionary material. Just like so much of what we do on WBAI is about putting the power back in your hands. Well, that's what this 6 CD set does. It puts the power back in your hands. You know, I grew up in a house, Corrine, where my father taught me not to really believe in doctors. That he taught me that they, when they're needed, they're necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't look at them as gods, as so many people do. In this culture, we are trained to give our power away to these doctors who sometimes are just prescribing medicines that are dangerous to us. In many cases, there are things that we can address in our lives with our own power. And that's what the mind-body code does. It puts that power back into your hands, and not just with health issues, but with life issues, so that you can begin to reconstruct that proper base.
212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Very, very wonderful. And that's what this is all about. It's empowerment. That's how I got into medicine, to empower. I became a midwife. Everybody was out on the street protesting for women's rights. And I said, where's the power being stolen from? It's being stolen at birth. Where can we give back the most power? and I became a midwife.
Wow. Mm.
So the number to call, and so this is why I connect with these tapes. I connect so much because of the fact that they are so empowering. They teach you that we are not victims of our genes. We are victims of our thought patterns, and they give us exercises how to change our thought patterns. I tell you, Mario Martinez, these CDs came to me from Tony, and, you know, California just went crazy for them, just calling. They know him. We don't. We took a risk. We're introducing them to you. I am very proud to do that because the quality of their information is so high. The number to call, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. You will, I promise you, when we do, those people who get these CDs and people who get to listen to them, we can have another show on how it helped us create change, what these CDs did for us to help us create change. 212-209-2950. And we want no changes on this center of the dial. We want to be supported by you, by our family, our community. We're proud to be here. We're proud to represent you. And we bring you the top-of-the-line information. Thank you so much. 212-209-2950. But it takes support. It takes support. Just like our learning takes support. It constantly takes support. It's nothing to take for granted. Even Mario Martinez says, when I get a blessing, when something good happens to me, I have to take time out and I have to thank the universe.
Mm.
And I have to become worthy. Well, that's what we hear at WBAI. When you call us, we want to thank you. We want to show how worthy we are of your support, of your confidence, of your willingness to give of yourself so WBAI can go on. We are a community. The number to call, 212-209-2950. Support us in any way you can. $1,000, we will accept it. And you know what? We're worthy of it. We deserve it. Mm-hmm. We deserve
yes,
that and more.
There are people out there, Corrine, who can afford to do that, who can call them with a $1,000 matching pledge.
Exactly.
And why not give 3 copies of this away as gifts to someone that you know? Call us up. Make that pledge. Pledge your support at that $1,000 level. You're supporting Free Speech Radio, folks.
Free speech.
I love it when we can introduce something like this to our audience, Corrine. That is so empowering for people. It's the season of empowerment. That's what the energy is on the planet right now.
Oh,
that's
my goodness.
Are standing
so
up
true.
Across the
oh,
planet.
My God.
It's really
California.
True.
California.
This initiative, and taking back
people.
Their power.
We're taking it back.
And that's what this is going to allow you to do. This mind-body code does the same sort of thing.
212-209-2950. It just excites me what you're just saying because it's so true. It's just as people are out in the Occupy Wall Street movements and the Arab Spring movements trying to take back the power, the political power, this program allows you in your personal life to be empowered, to be able to understand what are those blocks that you are repeating again and again that get in your way. We're down to the wire. We just have a few more minutes. We can take your call right now. Let's not waste this opportunity. 212-209-2950. Support Take Charge of Your Health with Corrine Furnari. Support Nonfiction with Harry Allen. Support Talk Back with Hugh Hamilton. Support all of the programs here in WBAI with your phone call, 212-209-2950. And this premium was chosen because we believe that it empowers you, that it helps you to create change within your life. 212-209-2950. It's
Thank
a pledge
you.
Of $250. How the mind wounds and heals the body. So that means we have a choice. Do we want to live forever with self-inflicted wounds, with reliving the past over and over again, regurgitating those early childhood wounds into adult relationships? We want to be able to once and for all clear our field of these things so that we can fully empower ourselves and our lives. And this is a teaching, 6 CD set, 6 hours 42 minutes, learning how the mind works. What is this mind-body connection that we've been hearing about for the last 25 years, and how does it really work? Well, this is a revolutionary material, and this is how we learn how it works. Mario Martinez is a licensed clinical neuropsychologist, and he specializes in the emerging fields of contemplative psychology and psychoneuroimmunology. So he understands the science of what we're talking about. We're talking about the science of a human being. We're talking about the mind-body connection. We all know it's there. We've been hearing about it for a long time. But how do we take control of that? How do we get out of being a victim of our own behavior? I mean, I know how frustrating that is because I do it all the time. Well, but I want to stop.
Coffee, but you, yes. You know how you repeat habits? Everyone has habits. Each of you, think about it. You have this habit that you repeat that you don't want to repeat. But you respond or react this way all of the time. And it is because of those tapes that Kathy mentioned that are running in the background. Something that you learned as a child, maybe, or something that you learned with some traumatic event that has stayed with you and causes you to respond in that way. So here's the deal, folks. We have just about 15 minutes left, and we need to raise, we're about $2,500 away from our goal still. So we need about 10 more of you to call us. Pledge at that $250 level to receive this 60 CD set. It is called The Mind-Body Code, How the Mind Wounds and Heals the Body. It's really revolutionary. It's really a look at how, you know, there's a new science emerging, Kathy. You talk about the science of the body. And what is happening is that science has been saying that your genes cause this and your genes cause that. But what is happening in this new field of science is that they're discovering that it really is more nurture than nature. It is really the environment that we grow up in that affects the ways we behave and how we react to given situations.
And how we express our genes.
And how we express our genes. And more of that is happening. Even with, you know, in this field, there's the study of, with children, their brains actually grow differently when they are loved, when they are held, when they are touched by it manifests physically in the child's body because of the nurture.
And it's measurable.
And it's measurable. And this is the kind of thing, this what Mario Martinez's work is doing is going further into that, taking us back to those places where those changes might have taken place and allowing you to retool, to reboot. As my ex-girlfriend used to say, reboot. It's
I love that.
Everything.
I love that because it's so true. Because, you know, you can sit back and say, well, what am I going to do now? I'm 30, 40, 50 years old and I got what I got. But you can empower yourself by, like you said, rebooting, by recreating, by rooting out those things that are controlling your life. 212-209-2950.
You're never too old to get well, Kathy.
Hey, that's right. It's never too late for that.
That's right.
And we're just under $3,000. So your next call will get us at least to that mark. But I think we can really get another $1,000 or $2,000, maybe even $3,000 if you really hit it hard. We know you can do it. We know that you can do this for the radio station. It's a $250 pledge. We can accept your MasterCard, your Visa, your American Express. You can use a debit card or a credit card. We have electronic funds transfer if you want to pay in installments right out of your account. You can use the installment plan by any means. 212-209-2950. You can ask for an invoice send a check a little bit later on down the road. 212-209-2950. We're really under 10 minutes now, but we can take your 10 calls in those minutes. We could take more than that, actually,
in
those 10 minutes.
We've gotten 3 of those so far, so we appreciate those of you who have called. So we're looking for 7 more people at least to call in and pledge that support at the $250 level to receive the Mind-Body Code by Mario Martinez. It's a way of rethinking, folks. It's a way of restarting. This is a way of digging in, and without going through some expensive therapy or without spending years, this is something that you can work on by yourself in the privacy of your home with yourself and begin to make that advancement, begin to make that change.
And rebooting the brain like this is rebooting your immune system. There are very direct connections between the brain and the immune system. The brain and fibromyalgia, the brain and allergies. We've seen it all the time. This was once science fiction. It isn't any longer, and we can do it, and you can do it. The number to call, 212-209-2900. 212-209-2950. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it with your family. You can change your family attitude, your family status, your family's relationship to each other. This is very powerful, folks. And in the process, change your immune system. You are not victims of your genes. You can empower yourself. The number to call, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. This is supported by science, and you hear his voice. He just gently walks you through in such a wonderful way to change. He gently walks you through to change. It is wonderful. The number to call, 212-209-2950. Support the station you love. You're listening because you love it. You love being able to hear full stories. You love being able to understand concepts. You love the relationship that the knowledge that we share with you gives you back your empowerment, and you are able to take responsibility. And within that, that's why you listen. You listen, and that's why we're here.
And that is the case. 212-209-2950. We're running up against it, folks. We need to hear from you. We're supporting WBAI. We're also supporting Take Charge of Your Health. And that's what this item allows you to do, to take charge of your health. The Mind Body Code, a pledge of $250, how the mind wounds and heals the body. So what Mr. Martinez does is he takes you through the journey of what happened first. This is how it happened. These are the injuries that most people sustain. When did it happen to you, and how do we begin to change that? What can you do in your own life with your own efforts to begin to reverse that and to start anew? And so many of us need to start anew. Put that power back in your hands and take charge of your health. 212-209-2950.
Create success and languish in it.
Languish. I love that.
Just enjoy it and be proud of it, and then share it. The number to call is 212-209-2950. There's nothing to apologize for. Create success, create joy, and then share it. And that is wonderful.
212-209-2950. And it was really interesting, Karine Lou, you were talking about we are worthy, because that's really part of what Maria Martinez is saying, that it is reclaiming the natural state of worthiness, that you come back to wholeness and see anew all that is possible for you. And it's beautiful, because this is a program that is firmly based in science, firmly based in revolutionary new medicine and psychology, psychoneuroimmunology, and it tells us how the thoughts that we have are what create a reality. And if your thoughts are trapped, that means your reality, you're going to be trapped in it. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. We had a number of calls, a nice flurry of calls.
And
keep those calls coming in.
One.
We're looking for you to say, I'm going to make a difference for myself by getting this CD set. And I've been listening to it, and I have found it enormously helpful. And I tell you something, in the last year, I spent more than $250 on therapy. So I know that this is a value.
And you know,
212-209-2950.
In many ways, this is almost better than therapy, because you can really dig in and focus. Focus to where you want to go and what you need in your life. It's really wonderful. And in many cases, this can be better than therapy, really.
Right, because sometimes therapy just keeps you going.
Exactly.
212-209-2950. If you sometimes it just keeps you in place. We can take your calls. We have three callers on the line, four callers now. Thank you for that call. But we have room now for another, let's say six, to make a nice even 10.
And we definitely have room for a challenge grant. We have even the time. So give us a call and share that with us, and have the people in the back, the wonderful, wonderful volunteers, run forward and tell us we have a challenge grant, and we will respond in like. The number to call, 212-209-2950. Zero.
It's only going to take you about 3 minutes to get that phone call to make that pledge. We will accept your American Express, your MasterCard, or your Visa, but we're going to, the three of us in this room, particularly, Michael G. isn't here with us as well, but we three are going to be overjoyed that you've chosen to take this premium because we know the kind of effect, the kind of change it can effect in your life. We know the kind of change that so many of us need. And when we can give you a gift like this one.
And this is a gift.
It is a gift. When we can put this into your hands, we are so thrilled. I am personally thrilled that I can bring this to the airwaves and just share this with you, our audience, who I know love this kind of material and who are all about being powerful, taking their power into their own hands, and being hands-on with themselves. Do that. Make that call. Make that change. First, put your hands on your phone and dial 212-209-2950. Let the volunteer that you know that you want Mario Martinez's The Mind-Body Code, How the Mind Wounds and Heals the Body. It's only a pledge of $250, which goes a very long way here at WBAI. We're on these airwaves because of you folks, because you've chosen to support this station for 52 years. We can only do it with you. There isn't going to be a commercial for a pharmaceutical after this. There isn't going to be a commercial for a therapist after this. What's going to happen is the phone is going to ring, and you will have supported and kept the station on the air. We're going to send you this incredible gift, the Mind-Body Code, and it's going to be empowering in your life. Make that choice. Empower WBAI while you empower yourself. 212-209-2950.
And Dr. Mario Martinez invites you to discover the dynamic interplay between your thoughts, body, and cultural history to master the creation of wellness and fulfillment. That just really just struck me. Master the creation of wellness and fulfillment. Isn't that what we're here on the planet for,
Hello?
Actually?
Hello.
You know, and this is an opportunity for us to do that and also to share it. I mean, this is a remarkable CD set. You could listen to the first CD, then pass it to your neighbor while you're listening to the second CD and on down the road, and you can have a whole community of people who are engaged in this process and supporting each other in nourishing and healing with this mind-body code, because it's really elevating your consciousness, elevating your awareness, allowing you to be empowered to fully understand who we are. I mean, there were a time when doctors didn't know we had little germs running around in our body, and they thought that, you know, people were crazy when that idea came up.
And they just had to bleed them.
Yeah, and so now, and so there have been a lot of archaic things that have happened also in psychotherapy and in emotional therapy and the way some physicians would reach towards prescription of drugs, which doesn't allow you to heal. And this is an opportunity for you to really work on healing your body. I mean, wouldn't it be magnificent to get up in the morning and feel good and energy and enthusiastic, and you can get involved in your life instead of putting the covers over your head and like, oh, God, another day? No, we want to change that. We want to make our world work for us. We want to be able to live joyfully. We want to be able to even just to understand what we're going through. I mean, to be able to understand, well, actually, I'm not crazy. There's a science to this, and
right.
I've been wounded,
I'm injured, right.
and I'm learning
and
to
heal it.
And so that's a very, just that itself is a very empowering state of mind. 212-209-2950 is your number to call.
You're listening to WBAI New York 99.5 FM. We're asking for your support of Take Charge of Your Health and WBAI. We're offering you the Mind Body Code by Mario Martinez. We're looking for just six more of you to make that call. Make that call that really makes a change for you. This is the kind of thing that you support yourself. This is the kind of positive program that we want to give to you, the kind of thing we want to provide. And when I find these kind of premiums, Corrine and Kathy and you two are the first people I think of as pitching them, of course. But when we get that and we can share that with our audience, and I know that people's lives are going to be changed, it's just so rewarding. It really is.
It really is. I mean, it's why we're all here, actually. Because,
exactly.
You know,
each in our own way.
We're here because we believe in what it is that we're sharing. And Corrine Frenari is bringing you this wonderful program, The Mind-Body Code. And Tony really brought this to us. He was the one who gave me the CDs to listen to, and I fell in love with them. 212-209-2950. And I know that, you know, Michael has been supporting this as well. We did two programs with it, and we are all of us here at WBAI, you know, we realize that, you know, we're not politicians, we're activists, and we're out there pushing and struggling. But hey, maybe the struggle can cease if we can work through some of these other issues.
Or
and
maybe
we can make ourselves, and
yes.
we can reach healthier
while we're struggling, and it ceases to be a struggle.
The first change always starts with us.
But we keep on accomplishing more and more and more. And
we can progress. 212-209-2950. Two callers on the line right now. If you are listening.
We only got one of those six so far, though.
Yeah, that means five more calls.
Five more callers.
And you can be that caller. If you're living in the Bronx, make a phone call. You know, I grew up in the Bronx. I used to live on Davidson Avenue in the Bronx and went to elementary school. And yeah, kind of weird. In the Bronx. So if you're still out there in the Boogie Down Bronx, give us a call at 212-209-2950. And we love to call Brooklyn the People's Republic of Brooklyn. If you're out there, give us a call at 212-209-2950. And I'm sure there are some witty sayings for the folks in New Jersey and Connecticut and Pennsylvania. Give us a call. Make a pledge at 212-209-2950. It's a $250 pledge of support.
60%.
The Mind-Body Code. How the mind wounds and heals the body. And in this learning of the how is how we can make a choice of whether we're going to allow our mind to continue to wound our lives, or are we going to teach our mind how to heal our lives? That's what we're getting out of this CD set. Thank you for that call at 212-209-2950. We need four more of you to call right now, and you'll help us to get, you know, really blast through this goal so that we can help support this radio station. That's what we're all doing here. It's listener supported. Community radio at 99.5 FM, 212-209-2950.
You know, during this workshop, participants, people listening will learn a new vision of how health and illness are manifestations of a living consciousness we present to our immune system. Rather than a protector against pathogens, Dr. Martinez argues that the immune system confirms our contextual self. We confirms what we think about ourselves, and we construct based on our cultural history. Over the course of these CDs, participants will learn practical and experimental tools to understand why we are not victims of our genes. We are not victims of our culture. We are not victims of our upbringing. We can transcend if we choose to. You know, when you look at a baby and they laugh, they don't have to apologize for laughing. They go into pure joy, pure appreciation of the attention that they're receiving, of the giggles. They go into pure joy. Let's call us. We're just ending. The number to call, 212-209-2950.
Thanks to all of you who pledge your support as well, and to Michael G. Haskins for engineering this program.
That's right, and we thank all of you who made that pledge, because we know that our listenership has just gotten a little bit healthier. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you, Corrine. Thank you, Michael, very much. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks so much for listening to us, and we'll be back next week. This has been Take Charge of Your Health. We've been listening to Mario Martinez, the Mind-Body Code.
This is Phil Donahue, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5.
Welcome, all of you. I'm Gary Knoll. We have another hour with you today. Going to make it interesting. I can promise you it's just not going to be pitching. It's going to be education, empowerment, information, insight into how our bodies work, how they get toxic, how we can detoxify, and all of us can benefit from that. I just ended our regular show going a little over, sorry for that, because I was asked a question. I don't like to leave people with part answer, and I believe that all of our basic problems in the life, wars, everything comes from people who have abused the power that they have, the accumulation of it, and how they gain support from others who share in the rewards of their power without considering the spiritual consequences. So we don't have people who are powerful and spiritual. We have people who are powerful and nefarious. And then the fact that they may be charming, the head of a corporation, a television personality, a celebrity, a politician, we look upon the person's personality and whether we like them rather than the acts that they commit, the consequences of what they produced. And again, that's how power corrupts perception. And without proper perception, you have no reality, because virtually all reality, I mean all reality, is simply an extension of conditioned and developed perception. So what I do, my whole work, my whole life, has been in separating out the theater, the smoke and mirrors, the bread and circus, the charismatics, the messianics, from the truth, so people can see it for what it is. And there was a time when we just didn't want to know the truth about health and happiness. You know, we got our happiness through what we did, what we achieved, what we earned, stuff we had. The fact that we really weren't happy became immature. We only learned that later, a whole generation, lost in some euphoric artificial state, and then wakes up one day and realizes they're really not happy, so they better go back to doing something else. And then they wake up one day and their kids are all dysfunctional and diagnosed. And they wake up one day and the kids can't function. And then they wake up one day and teachers can't teach. And then we wake up another day and the whole world is looking at us saying, why can't you just get it together? And because the people are profiting from us would lose it all. Remember, if you're healthy, if you're happy, then A, you're not going to be watching any of this nonsense on television. It would be an embarrassment to you. You're not going to support hot-headed, you know, reactionary racists or people that make their profits and power by galvanizing sentiment against people. You're not going to be buying their tranquilizers, their beer, their alcohol, or their drugs, or their tranquilizers, or their meds. You're not going to be doing that because you're going to be healthy and happy. You have taken back the power to make those choices for yourself. So the way that those in power keep that power is to continue to keep control over all of our vested realities. This is what you should be. This is what you shouldn't be. This is what you should like and not like. This is what is right and wrong. And we're sitting there taking it all in like somehow we have no freedom of choice. And those who do are immediately excluded. I remember once going to a party when I was about 24 years old in New York City. And a friend had invited me, and we're sitting all in formal wear at this table. And at the end of the table was a person that was in the most outrageously colorful outfit I've ever seen, like pink and purple and green hair, and these real long fingernails. And everyone else is dressed rather conservatively in tux and gowns. That's what we were told to wear. And I'd never been to anything like this. I'm this guy from West Virginia. I don't think anyone in West Virginia ever owned a tuxedo. And so I turned to the person beside me and said, "Who's that?" "Oh, that's an artist." "Oh," then everybody says, "Oh, okay, that's an artist." What did that mean? It meant, oh, it's okay to be eccentric because no one's going to take you seriously because you're an artist. So we'll find you of interest, but we're not going to ask for your counsel. We won't take your directions from you. We'll be entertained and stimulated by your poetry, your dance, your movement. We'll make you rich sometimes and poor a lot more times. But you're the artist. Well, why couldn't an artist be taken seriously? Not just for what they create and how they act out, because they're too independent. Ah, So you're saying you really don't want someone who's an independent, fiercely original thinker because they're manifesting their own power of observation and projection. We can't have that. So you start to realize what a limited focus so many people have. And because I was fortunate enough to have a whole lot of best-selling books, one after the other after the other, and be invited to be on ABC. So because I was on ABC and MCA and WR, I was invited by the American Cancer Society and all these other organizations and to raise funds and be at their charities and be at their, you know, the Starlight Ball and the Debutante Ball and all these other places. Suddenly one day I'm an outsider on the inside. They didn't know my true feelings because no one ever asked them. But I was polite and mannered, and I'm not going to go to someone's party I'm invited to make them feel bad about themselves. That's just, there's no purpose to that. But if they ask my feeling on something, I'm certainly going to be honest in telling them. But no one ever got around to asking any feelings, and I just started to see that these people had a very narrow range of thinking about reality. It was all about keeping what they had and getting more of it, whatever it was. And that was the conversation. And then showing people that we got this, we worked hard at it, or someone worked hard at it, and now we're enjoying it. So come and golf, which I don't do, or play tennis, which I don't do. I have nothing against golf or tennis, by the way. I just, they're not my sports. I like other sports. But that's what they would do. So the whole idea is you're invited here because you're in a select group of people who have a certain way of doing things, and we don't want anyone challenging this. So you're not going to see anyone who's going to offer us a challenge because we control the game. We have power. They don't. And the media will look to us because we look to people who have power as people we should defer to. And so we don't ask, how do we get out of a diplomatic crisis? And they get us in it. So the very people who get us into the problems then have the unique position of being asked to get us out. So the bankers get us in through derivatives and credit default swaps, 100-to-1, no collateral, and fractionalized banking, all a scam. So who do we ask? Do we ask the people like Rubini and Joseph Stiglitz or others or Gerald Salonte or Max Kaiser to get us out? Absolutely not. Those people have too much power of observation. So instead what we do, we simply turn around and we ask the people who made the problem, now make the solution, which they don't do. They're not going to do, because to make the solution, they'd put themselves out of business. They're not going to do that. And hence, nothing ever stops. The people who are fighting the war on cancer have never fought any war on cancer. It's a pretend game. The people who are fighting on public health have caused nothing but more loss of public health. So you start looking at the truth of it. It's all about the pernicious nature of power and how it subverts ethics and how you can buy people and buy affluence and buy loyalty. It's all so corrupt. That's why I took a little time to talk about that. Anyhow, that said, now for the remainder of this hour, we're going to talk about something that is very important, because I don't care if you're the richest person in the world or the poorest, if you've got 10 PhDs or you've never been to school, we all have the same identical notion of living. We have anywhere between 60 and 100 trillion cells. They have to be nourished. Their only reason for being is to give us a quality of life. We don't live in harmony with them because we want what we want, and we want it now, and supersize it. And we're nervous, so we want this. And we've had a bad day, so give us this comfort food. And we're we've really had a hard workout, so I want three times more what I should have. And so we, meaning the conscious conditioned mind, takes in nutrients or takes in food or alcohol or beverages without any thought about the fluoride in the water, the mercury in the teeth, or the vaccines we get, or anything we do. What's in a French fry? What's in a bun? What's in a bagel? Well, it tastes good. I like it. My family uses it. Our culture is big on it. So that's where it comes in. Can't be that bad, can it? Yeah, it is. It's just that not today. But when will it be bad? We don't know. It creates toxicity. So we walk around as a nation that's toxic. Someone comes up with an idea of, let's juice. Oh, some adventurous free thinking people say that's a good idea, and they start juicing. A few more say, how about some more raw foods? And some more people then get on that raw food thing, but that's too hairy. It's like waking up in the morning, look in the mirror, and you got 3,000 hairs on the front of your tongue. You go, whoa, you know, that's scary. And you don't ask how it happened, you just don't want anyone to see it. So we think, I can't do this raw food thing, I can't do this juice thing, it's just too much work, I don't like the taste of any of this stuff. But I use my intellect, and as long as I use my intellect for rationalization, I can rationalize it. You know, you only live once, enjoy yourself, what's the big deal? I don't have the discipline, I'm not going to do all this crap. There'll be a miracle drug before I die of this, I'm sure. And then there isn't. And then one day you realize that no matter how you did your rope-a-dope, sting like a float like a butterfly and sting like a bee, Muhammad Ali, dancing around yourself, punching your psyche, and every time you punched at the psyche was smart enough with defense mechanisms that it moved, bobbed, weaved. And so you never had to change anything. But you got sicker, and one day it falls apart. Last evening, late, I guess a rerun on one of the cable things in the place, there was a guy who in Tennessee was going to eat a 72-ounce steak. Now, 72 ounces is 28 grams. That's 72 times 28. That's 216 grams. Whoa. Now, half of that is protein. That's 1,000 grams of protein. That's 4,000 calories from the protein. 8,000, that's 12,000 calories in one steak. And that's a week's worth of protein in one meal. That's enough to kill you. But instead of saying, whoa, this is really stupid, they were being cheered on. They're new heroes, warriors of the fork and the spoon. No, they're processing disease. It just didn't happen last night. So what do we do? What do we do when one day we wake up and the parts are just not working? We got pain. We have shortness of breath. We have gas. We have bloating. We have constipation. We can't sleep through the night. Well, start off with the idea that we are toxic. And we have to detoxify. And to detoxify, we have to take some time and patience and discipline to do it right. But if we do it right, the good news is, once you've detoxified and you see how much better you feel, your eyes get clear, your tongue gets clear, no more of that yellow mucousy bacteria, bad breath. Once your breath is sweet, even when you wake up in the morning, once you have energy, once nothing aches, once your belly's flat, once you realize, wow, I didn't know I could sleep through the night. I didn't know that I could feel good after a meal. And then you get your blood chemistry done, and gee whiz, the heavy metals, the lead, the cadmium, the mercury is getting out of your system. You're feeling terrific. Your cognition is coming back. Your memory's coming back. Your energy's through the roof. Your hair is growing. Then you appreciate the power and importance of detoxification. Hence, today on WBAI, we are going to offer a very important documentary. It is called Detoxification, a Natural Approach. Michael G., over to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Gary. That's Detoxification, a Natural Approach, and it's for a $75 contribution to WBAI. And these contributions, by the way, are tax deductible. We need to understand that. When you call up and make these pledges of support, financial support to WBAI, they are tax deductible contributions. And you are pledging because this station is commercial free, because it is listener sponsored, and it has been listener sponsored for 52 years. So we'd like to hear from you now, as we have phone lines open and volunteers standing by, ready to take your calls at 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. The name of this DVD, this film that Gary has put together, is Detoxification, A Natural Approach. It is a Gary Null production, and these productions, these films, many of these films are award-winning presentations. I mean, these are well-done films, and we're asking you to support us. And if you support us at the $75 level, we're going to send this to you as a thank you gift to you. 212-209-2950, because, you know, we are inundated in every way, in every turn, by our own toxic environment, the air, the water that we drink, certainly, yes, the air that we breathe, and in most cases, the food that we eat. So this Detoxification, A Natural Approach, is going to guide you through a process. And what causes toxicity? And how does it manifest? And what are the symptoms? And why has it never been diagnosed? So much information in this DVD, Detoxification, A Natural Approach. Now, we have several calls in play right now, and thank you very much for those calls coming in. 212-209-2950. This
audience, I want to thank the people called yesterday. We had our third straight program of $7,000, averaging $7,500 for about a half hour pledge. Yeah. Yeah. And I want to thank people. That's a major support for the station. It's helping the station out. And so give a call now. We're on to the top of the hour. Mm-hmm. Call 212-209-2950. But let's play some of this so people see the important information. I have all the top medical doctors, experts, detox experts in the United States. I went all over America to film those people at different clinics and spas and retreats that are known and famous for having great results. And so this is the best detox. It takes in everything into account.
Okay, Gary, let's go straight to that. Detoxification, A Natural Approach by Gary Null. The DVD is available for a pledge of $75, tax deductible.
In this toxic world, there have been several books about the toxic planet, and we hear about the poisons that have seemed to become a problem with the humans and also with the animals, unfortunately.
If I had to look at the major cause of problems or disease in our culture, I would say it's toxicity or congestion. It's not cancer, it's not cardiovascular disease, it's not arthritis. All of these are results of a toxic, congested body that is misusing the types of foods and the amounts of foods and the substances that we have at our discretion.
Most water is polluted, and there are inorganic pesticides, solvents, as well as heavy metals such as lead, aluminum, cadmium. And there's also chlorine and fluoride that are in tap water that are toxins and interfere with normal thyroid function.
1 out of 3 Americans have parasites and don't know it.
There are more than 100,000 xenobiotics or toxic chemicals available for use widespread now in this world. And it's hard to imagine that we can possibly understand what the effect of 100,000 different chemicals would have on the very delicate detoxification enzymes in our bodies.
Sometimes a smaller amount of a toxin will cause a greater degree of damage in one individual, where the next person is more physically robust and is able to withstand it with no visible problems.
We're a very toxic nation. In fact, we estimate that there are over 100 million Americans every day that are sick and aren't even aware that they help participate and hence could have prevented these maladies. We eat too much, we eat the wrong foods, we drink too much, we're around environmental pollutants, and a lot of this is leading to major diseases and premature aging. But we're not recognizing the syndrome known as autotoxemia. I'm Gary Null. I'd like to welcome you to a special program on Detoxification, A Natural Approach. We're going to show you what causes toxicity, how does it manifest, what are the symptoms,
why hasn't it been diagnosed properly, and all the different techniques to reversing it from your system. Join me now. I think you'll find it enlightening.
Most people think of toxicity as something that happens only when they're having a hangover or have experienced the acute results of some sort of disease process where they're just plain not feeling well. Of course, the question is how well can you feel to begin with, but apart from that, all of us deal every day with a burden of toxins that come from the environment and from our own chemistry. Getting rid of these in our bodies is a terribly expensive process. It is as expensive as growing is for children. It's an enormous task that our bodies undertake every day. So taken from that standpoint, just as feeding a child well and making sure they stay away from things that are not good for them is important for children to grow, feeding yourself well and staying away from things that aren't good for you is important for grown-ups and children to carry on this very expensive process of getting rid of unwanted things from the body.
I consider the process, the both medical and health process of detoxification, to be really one of the more important therapies as we come into the 21st century. So many problems in our culture are related to toxicity, or having substances come into our body through our food, through water, through the air that we breathe, that our body has difficulty processing.
Detoxification is a multi-level approach, multifaceted, that gets these toxins out of the body through the major excretory organs and through diet, through other methods.
If I tell people I'm detoxing, they think I'm just withdrawing from alcohol or drugs. So I have to, I guess, specify to a lot of people that this is a whole detox, that you're cleansing your whole body. And taking things further than just if you are withdrawing from alcohol and drugs.
Francis Taylor is one of America's leading authorities on how we end up becoming toxic and how we can remove these toxins from our system.
In thinking of detoxification, we have to consider what is a toxin. If you look up a toxin in a dictionary, it'll say that a toxin is a protein or conjugated protein made by plants, animals, and some bacteria, which are harmful to the human body. We like to consider anything that is harmful to the body as being a toxin, not necessarily just a protein. And if you consider this broader definition of a toxin, there are many things which can be considered toxins. For example, food can be a toxin. Water can be a toxin, air, noise pollution can be a toxin. Of course, the thing that most people think of when you think about a toxin is the chemicals that we encounter. And chemicals which are found in the body that are foreign to the body are called xenobiotics. And those are perhaps the most common toxin that we deal with when we're dealing with detoxification.
Toxicity is not being able to get rid of unwanted things that your body should get rid of. And that includes, of course, the things that we all understand to be toxic coming from the environment, various poisons in our food, water, and air. But of course, it also includes things that are generated in our own body. These are substances that come from our own chemistry, which make up actually a fairly heavy burden of toxic materials that we generate every day. Plus, our own intestinal tract generates a very substantial amount of toxins. So not being able to get rid of these things is results in a state of toxicity, or too many toxins in the body.
When we're active, when our body is going through stress, internally, biochemically, we are generating toxins that must be dealt with by our liver and other detoxification systems.
If we consider the broader definition that anything that's harmful to the body is a toxin, there are many things that fall into the category of being a toxin. For example, the food we eat can be a toxin. It can be a toxic to us either because we're allergic to it, or it can be toxic to us because it contains preservatives, additives, artificial flavoring, artificial color. The food manufacturers are catered very heavily to the American public's demand that their food be beautiful and it taste wonderful. And many times they add chemicals to the food to achieve this, which are harmful to us.
There are pesticides, hundreds each year, that are being introduced into the environment. And pesticides poison the liver, interfere with normal liver function, and over time can accumulate in the fat tissues of the body and also make us very sick.
Let's talk about sugar a minute. Sugar is really the most common addiction in this country and probably worldwide. People often who are overusing sugar may start their day with sugary cereals, donuts, have a candy bar, have a bottle of unnatural fruit juice that probably has 8 to 10 teaspoons of high fructose corn syrup, which is the latest replacement for refined white table sugar. Or they might drink a can of soda, which often has about also 8 to 10 teaspoons of that pure white sugar that many of us have come to know so well. And they might do 3 or 4 cans of soda, they might do candy bars, they might do a variety of substances. They're getting a lot of calories and very little nutrition. That doesn't make way for a long, healthy life, in my opinion. Also, the regular use of sugar affects people's moods, causes a lot of what I believe premenstrual syndrome in women, causes a lot of problems with the digestive tract. And if we do have any problems with yeast or parasites, it tends to feed those and increase them in our body.
I tell people as much as possible to avoid foods that have labels on them. Once a food has been labelized, it really is not a very healthy thing to consume. Now, when they put a label on something, they take out all the important nutrients, and they take out the fiber, and they put back a small amount of the vitamins, add extra salt, vitamins, a lot of times chemicals, and preservatives as well.
Through the different lifestyles that we lead, our processed food, the preservatives, the additives that we add to our foods, toxiquin, MSG, BHA, BHT, it's amazing, we just go on and on, all the different forms of toxins that we can create in our body.
Our water can also be toxic to us. It can be toxic to us because of things that have been put in there, either from a purification process or runoff products. For example, runoff from lawns contains fertilizers and pesticides and weed killers. You can imagine what's in water that comes from a cattle lot or water that comes from a construction site. Sometimes people even have problems with the amoebas and algae that are in water.
It's very easy to get parasites from drinking tap water, from eating at a salad bar, eating fruit that's not washed, vegetables that aren't washed, swimming in a lake, swimming in the ocean. You can contract parasites from any of these things.
Parasites have become more and more prevalent in our day and age, and it's because of the tremendous amount of communication that we have now all over the place. And what I mean by this is that people are flying all over. There's a great emergence now of international travel. Certainly, there is a kind of environmental level that we've sunk to because of the various deterrents in the atmosphere, soil, and the water that make it possible for parasites to emerge into the health scene.
We know that most municipal water supplies don't filter out bacteria, viruses, parasites, pesticides, and those things are things that people ingest every day when they drink that water.
Usually what people think of when they think of a toxin is chemicals. And we're exposed to chemicals everywhere we go. We're exposed to car exhaust. We're exposed to chemicals if we clean our house. Some household cleaning supplies are very, very toxic. We're exposed to chemicals if we wear makeup, if we wear deodorant. And of course, it behooves us to select the least toxic products possible to put on our bodies. Our skin is our largest organ, and it will very rapidly absorb anything that we put on it. And wearing perfume, while it is smells very pleasant to some people, it really is not a good practice because our bodies absorb all the chemicals in the perfume that we put on. We're exposed to chemicals where we work. For instance, if you have a copy room where you work, the fax machines, the copy machines put off vapors that contain harmful chemicals. Some jobs are very toxic in just by the nature of the work that the person does. Many industrial jobs are a large chemical exposure to the workers there.
I don't know if people have heard this, but it's becoming more well known that there are sick building syndromes due to poor ventilation. There are a lot of chemicals that are used in paints, in furniture, and there's excessive amounts of formaldehyde, inorganic.
All right, you've just heard about 8 minutes out of an hour and a half film on detoxification, and it's broken into 4 segments. We haven't even gotten through the first segment yet. It's very comprehensive, much like overcoming depression and anxiety. Who would have thought that in just the 17 minutes we played from the film, that much information would come out yesterday? Well, today it's the same thing. A little later from now, we'll play some more of that. But at least now you know that we're all toxic, but to different degrees. Even I go on once a month, and I'm out on the road, and yet like yesterday, I stop off at a health food store. They've got some certified organic watermelon. I get my little spray. I spray it on it. I wash it all off, and then I open it up, and I eat the watermelon. And I can eat watermelon all day long. I have some other beverages I take. When I'm working real hard, not a whole lot of solid food, an awful lot of fruits and power drinks to give my body the mitochondria, the cells, what it needs, but also always enzymes, phytonutrients, phytochemicals, antioxidants, fibers, because that's what the body benefits from. But how much? How much protein? Like I mentioned the whole idea that a 72-ounce steak was being consumed on this television show as if that was a great thing until you realize that that is no different than if Michael G., if you were to have a college student or 1,000 college students binge on 36 ounces of 100-proof alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And yet that's what people are not doing. So what we need to do is we need to focus upon this. Let's give the number out.
Yeah, let's give that number. That number is, by the way, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. You're listening to an expanded edition of the Gary Knoll Show on WBAI. We're offering this afternoon for your pledge at the $75 level, Detoxification, A Natural Approach. It's a DVD, a two-hour DVD, packed
full
of interest.
Right. They just heard 8 minutes of a two-hour. But what I was saying, Michael G., is could you imagine how many people, if 1,000 people drank the equivalent of alcohol as this guy last night ate in a steak? I'm willing to bet that at least 10 of those people would have died of acute liver failure. I'm willing to bet that all of them would have had absolute irreversible liver and kidney and brain damage. And yet, eating large portions of food and being overweight is considered a completely acceptable normal behavior today. We may not like the results of it, but we're not, as a nation, working together to support a common health lifestyle. In fact, for decades we've mocked people who want to make healthy. Yes, sure. Oh, you're one of those health nuts.
Health nuts, yeah.
And when I'm sitting across from people of all walks of life, and they'll say, "Well, I didn't do anything intentionally to be unhealthy." Well, yes and no. Did you ever ask the question, "How toxic is a French fry?" No, no one does. Do you know what happens when a French fry goes from being a potato to a French fry? No. We have such a lack of awareness of where food comes from. Then we have a total lack of awareness what happens when food and beverages go in our body. We don't know that the major immune system in our body is around our intestines. is in our digestive system. So I have to explain that and explore it and show it, graphically show it, what happens when food goes in your body, vitamins go in your body, when medications go in your body. What does it actually do? Because once you see it and you see what happens, then you go, ah, I get it. Now I know why you don't want me to have that coffee, because it can cause gastric reflux and it's causing the hydrochloric acid in my stomach to become even a stronger acidic environment, and that's causing it to come back up into my my esophagus, and that's burning the esophagus.
Making me feel really bad.
And that's esophageal cancer is the fastest rising cancer in the Western Hemisphere, and why GERD is considered completely normal, and gastric reflux is normal, and itises are normal. They shouldn't be normal. They should not. Being sick should not be normal. Taking something to suppress symptoms by eating wrong food should not be normal. So what I'm saying is, now we have a film, a documentary, an award-winning documentary, 2 hours long, that and the reason you haven't seen it on television is because they won't air a two-hour film. I had a choice, Michael. I'm doing 3 films right now in New York. They're editing. They've been working on them for months. And I'm in one of those conundrums in that I'm filming more than I have a staff capable or resources available to finish them. So I'm taking what I consider the most important films and finishing those first. 3 films will all be finished the first week of June. Then 3 more films will be finished the first week of October. And then 3 more films will be finished the first week of January. So I've got 9 films coming out over the next 12 months. But I'm continuing to film until I come back to the city. And then I'm going to premiere a film, a big one, that I'm not even talking about yet. It's a powerful film. Without question, it'll be the most powerful film I've ever done. I might mention it, what it's about, on Monday, but not now. In any case, I have about 25 other films I'd like to do, and about 3 other films I've been working on, but they're not capable of being finished because all circumstances have to be in place before I can finish them.
Right.
But when it comes to finishing a film, if it's not 58 minutes, you're not getting it on television.
Wow.
So on the one hand, I say, do I want it on television? The answer is yes, because more people will watch it. But then what if the story cannot be fully told in 58 minutes?
Yes.
What if you really need 2 or 3 hours? Then you have to do it just as a premium film, as a standalone premium documentary. And that's why this one is 2 hours long. That's why the cancer and heart disease ones were 3.5 hours long,
right?
4.5 hours long.
That's right.
That's never going to be on television because it's too long. But if I took, since there's not a wasted statement in it, if I took 80% of it away and you needed that 80% to save you from cancer, then whose interests am I serving? Mine ultimately is to serve the most people. So it's never a perfect situation. You're always going to have to look at what is the greater value. So right now, I made a documentary 2 hours long that is definitive, meaning in that 2 hours, you will learn everything you need to know about your body, how it becomes toxic, what happens with water and foods, what happens to the byproducts, why you have constipation, and how that creates insomnia, and how that creates autotoxemia, and what happens that can end up causing your gums to bleed and your blood to thicken and strokes to happen and high blood pressure, because when you're toxic, you're more susceptible to high blood pressure, stroke, heart attack, cancers, dementia, Alzheimer's. All that is a chain reaction once you're toxic. So we're not talking about, oh, okay, yeah, so I'm toxic. So what? Well, there's a big so what. And then I lay it out, because I want to deal with the cynic and those who kind of are indifferent, instead of them saying, Gary, what are the consequences, short-term and long-term, if I don't detoxify? That's a legitimate question. Then I would say, all right, it's not will these happen, it's when, and in what combination and to what degree. You're looking at diabetes, colorectal cancer or stomach cancer, breast cancer or prostate cancer, you're looking at glaucoma, macular degeneration, and cataracts. That's oxidative stress, and that's what comes when you're toxic. You're looking at brain damage, mitochondrial brain damage, dendrite snapping, which are the connective wires in your brain that take a message from point A to point B, because when those start breaking, you don't have a way of getting a message, so you got memory, but it's locked in a cell, so you can't remember. And then you can start looking at inflammation all over the body, and joints, muscles, intestines, heart, brain, eyes, throat, weakness, fatigue, aging, premature aging, loss of libido, loss of skin quality, loss of hair quality. Really? Yeah, really. All that is going to happen. In time, the more toxic you are, the more rapid that process accelerates. But when you, the good news is, and that's what we're focusing on now, because I'm all about solutions, the good news is, you can undo that when you detoxify. And I'm not talking about, oh, I detoxified. I went up here to the Catskills and we did some yoga and drank some apple juice with some bentonite clay in it. And, you know, we even had a free colonic and we did yoga. That's fine. And on a scale of 1 to 1,000, that's a 1. That's just smoke and mirrors. That didn't do diddly squat. We've got to get out of this spiritual consumerism way of approaching health. Today, only people who are really on this special journey are going to find it. You know, that's nonsense. Let's just be very pragmatic. Everyone should be doing something to promote health, because if you're not doing something daily to promote health, you absolutely are promoting disease. And it's just, when will it be your day? You know, when? Someone told me that I was interviewing. They had a they had gotten an article out, I don't know when, because I don't read the National Enquirer, and said, Ryan O'Neill, you know him, don't you? And I said, yeah, the love story and some other things, movies, but mainly he's known for his long relationship with Farrah Fawcett. Well, he's got a cancer and a stage 4 prostate cancer. Anything can help him? I said, a lot can help him. But I just don't have access to him. I said, if you want to write him a note and tell him that there are people who've had stage 4 prostate cancer who have taken alternative therapies, I'd be happy to, you know, put him in touch with the physicians who are using holistic protocols or other protocols that I could certainly give him. But I can't do that if I have no access to him. And frequently people who have celebrity or fame don't always have common sense and frequently surround themselves with people who have power within the orthodoxy. And that's why you frequently find people who are famous who get sick always and exclusively and only go to the orthodox approach. It's rare that you have a Steve McQueen or Bob Marley. And Bob Marley, by the way, I helped him stay alive a lot longer. That whole alternative therapy, and he was nearly dead before he started alternative therapy. But he, even with all that, he didn't give up a lot of his bad habits, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But in any case, once the body starts to tip because of high blood pressure, cancer, diabetes, you're not going to be able to control the outcome. And the body never just suffers from one condition. There's multiple conditions happening simultaneously because the system begins to break down system by system. And that's what scares people. And so we have to stop this. And how do we stop it? Detoxify it. But it's not a little bentonite clay and, you know, fasting for 3 days on some vitamin C, you know, green tea. Those are supercilious, you know, National Enquirer 10 ways, you know, to detoxify. I'm talking about the real, legitimate, therapeutic way that those of us who have actually mastered the field and work with tens of thousands of people individually know what has to be done. And there's a right way of doing it. And I see no reason to do it a faux way. Do it right. Do it authentically. Do it real, and then you can change. So then you take yourself out of harm's way. You take yourself out of being vulnerable for those otherwise inevitable conditions. It's hard for a young person in their teens or 20s or 30s to appreciate what's coming at them. But once you hit 40, 50, 60, 70, you see it. And every day you wake up and you see something else you didn't see before. And then you kind of feel overwhelmed, helpless, and you feel almost a fatalism is out there. And I don't want people to feel that way. I want people to feel that you can start over. You can change it all. You can rejuvenate. You can repair damaged tissue. But you can't do it if you don't have the tools. And this gives you the tools. This could quite possibly be one of the most important single tools you ever use. And it's there. The whole protocols are on the screen. So you can write them down. You can stop and play it again. You can share it with other people. It's packed with information. Packed. And we're not talking about something foolish. We're talking about life enhancing, life-saving protocols. Now, you heard I was mentioning as a Mother's Day gift, the gift of knowledge I gave about breast cancer, what causes it, how to reverse it naturally, mm-hmm. and prevent it. And just that one concept about the constriction of bowels and the cutting off lymphatic fluid, and I had to explain lymphatic fluid, part of the detox is lymphatic drainage. You ask the average holistic doctor, there are about 2,800 of them in the United States, what do you want to bet that not 2% know how to do a lymphatic drainage? They'll know what the lymphatic system is, the anatomy of the lymphatic system. Now say, how do I change the fluid? How do I clean it? How do I rejuvenate it? How do I get all those toxins and microorganisms out of the system? They won't know. They're clueless. They'll start guessing. Now, this is where you need to know how to cleanse and rejuvenate your lymphatic system, how to clean and rebuild your humoral immune system, how to stop oxidative stress in your eyes and in your heart, your brain, how to protect your brain cells, how to build up natural immunity. All this is in Detoxification Natural Approach. Over to you, Michael G.
Thank you so much, Gary. Thank you very, very much. This is a comprehensive 2-hour presentation, and you'll learn the natural, user-friendly, non-toxic therapies from juicing to herbs, from healing tonics to colonics. It's a complete guide to purifying your body. That is in this DVD 2-hour presentation, Detoxification, a Natural Approach. It's a $75 contribution to WBAI. We need to see those phones ringing right now. We need to hear those calls coming in with your support, financial support to this radio station, WBAI, this expanded edition of The Gary Null Show. 212-209-2950. The calls are coming in right now. We know that you were listening to the presentation. And Gary, talk about this DVD. Now it's your turn. Now we need you to step forward. Now we need you to come forward and support this station and support this effort this afternoon. Detoxification and Natural Approach. 212-209-2950. And you know something, Gary? I know this audience is going to respond. And of course you do as well. You've been doing this so long. You know your audience. It's a loyal audience. It's a committed audience. And every time you ask for them to respond, they do. They love this station. They love that you're here. And we need them now to step forward yet again. That's what this radio station is. It's commercially free. That's why we're able to have Gary on sometimes on 2 hours and 3 hour presentations without interruptions. Yes, we have to ask for your support. And that's what we're doing right now. And you're stepping forward. Detoxification, a Natural Approach, 212-209-2950. $75. It's tax deductible. You can pledge using Visa card, MasterCard, or American Express. It just takes a little over 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes to make your contribution to WBAI. for The Gary Nall Show, Detoxification, A Natural Approach. It's a DVD that we're going to send to you as a thank you gift. We're thanking you for supporting this radio station, and we need you so much right now. And this audience is responding. Yes.
209-2950. 212-209-2950. I hear the phone's ringing, Michael G.
Absolutely. Yes, they
are. How many are calling in?
Well, right now we have 8 calls coming in right now, and we can handle 15. So if people continue to call, we will get that 15 right now, Gary. People are calling now with their pledges of support. A natural approach to detoxification. That's what we'll send you, thanking you for supporting us.
And we're in our second week. We have a 30-day marathon. We're in one-third through. We're at day 10, so that's a good thing. I don't know the totals. I don't know how we're doing. I haven't asked. All I've been told is each time we've been on, we've done very well for the station, and I want to thank the people for continuing to support that. We try to make our premiums interesting and useful and pragmatic and practical. So 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. And as you hear, but you can't see all the wonderful B-roll and everything else, it really works. And it has to be something you can understand. Nothing that you've heard thus far, or would you see, would you not be able to understand? Because my rule is, I will never make a film that is so complicated that you couldn't understand the message or apply
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be easy to understand and easy to apply. Yeah. You have to be able to do it. And with this, you will. You'll detoxify. You'll cleanse. Now, how long does it take you to detoxify?
Good question, Gary.
Depends upon how old you are,
mm-hmm.
how heavy you are,
mm-hmm.
how much exposure to heavy metals or toxins you've had in your mm-hmm. diet. Mm-hmm. These are all factors, but if I had to give a range from 1 to 3 years, just be aware, you didn't get this toxic in a day
mm-hmm.
or a week or a weekend. It's the total accumulation of all the choices you've made. So be patient. But you should start to see the difference within about 4 weeks. You should start to really see a difference. What should you start to see first up? Start to see when you wake up in the morning, your tongue. Right now when you wake up in the morning, your tongue, whether you paid attention to it or not, is coated with kind of a little milky looking...
That's right. Yes.
Mucus.
Mm-hmm.
That's bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you should never eat or drink anything before you cleanse that with a tongue scraper, gently. And then take your mouthwash. So first thing in the morning, you take your mouthwash to get the bacteria going and out, and then you scrape off the tongue. That's going to clear. Then the little kind of bloodshotness in the eyes, puffiness under the eyes, that'll clear. The constant mucus in the nose, that should clear. Energy. Where you just are able to wake up and be up, and you won't have that flagging feeling in mid-morning and mid-afternoon. That should clear. Then the connection to different allergens should substantially improve. Swelling in your ankles, your face, your feet should subside. Gastrointestinal problems, bloating, gas, distension, constipation should clear up within 2 weeks. In fact, it will probably surprise you, and I've heard people actually say, whoa, I didn't know all that stuff was in me, because I've had people cleanse pounds of matter out of their body, pounds, and they just never knew it was in there. It is a lot better that it's out than it's in.
Right.
You also begin to find that your body feels different. It feels lighter, more fluid and flexible. And especially those of you who have lower back pain and you have joint and a stiffness around your body, joint pain stiffness, that should substantially subside. Headaches should subside or go away completely. Being able to sleep through the night should improve. Now, all that should come in the first 2 to 4 weeks. All right? And then it just gets better from there. So give a call now, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. The film is a 2-hour documentary, Detoxification, A Natural Approach. Detoxification, A Natural Approach. And I went all over America. If there was a place that had a reputation for doing good work of detoxifying people, some detoxified people who had cancer, others autoimmune disease, I went there. And I set up and spent a couple of days and filmed the patients, filmed the authorities. Wherever there was some healing going on, I went there to film it. And then I filmed people I'd work with as well to show the results. So that's what we're dealing with. So give a call, 212-209-2950. And by the way, I only see, because of the limitation of my time each day, that people who have been given up, in other words, everything medicine can do to help them has been tried, and they've been told, we're sorry, there's nothing else that we can do to help you. And that's when they come to see me with a letter from their doctor showing that they are diagnosed as terminally ill. And that's when I go to work, try to save their lives and help them. But that's probably 5% or less. The vast majority of people whom I help have it for all kinds of conditions, and they're overweight, they have headaches, they've got allergies, diabetes, you name it. So what I've done, just so you know, is first, please don't email me, because I have no way of reading my emails, and so all they do is accumulate. And I was told by my IT person that there are 36,000 unread emails on my website. So when I get back, even setting aside from 4 to 6 a.m. in the morning, 2 hours uninterrupted to answer emails, and I answer them quickly, it's going to take me a year to answer all those. So I don't want to disappoint people, but a lot of the times there's 300 emails from the same person, because when you don't email, I emailed you last week, why haven't you emailed me back? Well, hello, you know, A, I wasn't born to answer your email, friend. B, get a life. You have no idea how obnoxious some of these people are. And then by the seventh email, they're wanting me dead, right? You're a bad person, Gary, because you didn't answer my email. No, I didn't know you existed or your email. And then they just go off on all these rants. In any case, even after cleaning up all the redundancies, I'm still left probably with about 25,000 unread emails. So please don't email me when I'm back in the city and I get caught up. And all I do is try to help people. That's all I try to do. And I don't charge for it. It's just a public service. But if you keep emailing me, it's not going to get read, and not in the near future. So I'm going to do all I can to get caught up. That said, what I've done is I've hired two more people, two really good people. And we've placed ads and we interviewed people, at least the people in New York who were responsible for doing the interviewing. And they had to have at least a master's degree and be a registered dietitian and have a degree in clinical nutrition from a major university. I mean, the standards are very high, and they had to be familiar with my protocols, and they had to be very compassionate and patient, because then what I've done is I have those individuals who have the background, certification, qualification, the patience, the kindness, and the insight knowledge work with people who I can't see. And that's who they see. And so we've hired two more. And so if you want to be helped free, just call 212-874-4000. 212-874-4000. And if you ask for Nadia, Dr. Nadia, she has she's a graduate from Albert Einstein School of Medicine, number one in her class, very bright, very compassionate. And she teaches people how to shop, how to cook, how to lose weight, how to overcome pain, you name it. And then she will delegate who her or all the other people, I think, I don't know how many people I even have now. I think I got 5 or 6, because we have thousands of people calling wanting help. And they you're never to pay them a penny. No tipping, nothing. No gifts. I pay them very well. And I pay them a very good living wage, and I tell them, you know, don't try to get a private client from this. That's not how it works. They come in, you make an appointment, you sit down with them, and you help that person as best you can, and take whatever time it takes. Sometimes it's an hour with the person, but that's my rule. So you get free help, and they get a chance to help you, and you have a chance to change your life and then be a model for other people of what's possible. Mm-hmm. So everybody gets helped. I just pay for it. I wish it wasn't that way, but it is. And as long as I'm able to earn enough money as I am right now and have been, I will continue to offer this service. And needless to say, I've never charged any of the 70,000 people I've ever counseled. So that's for everyone else. I just wanted to say that. Otherwise, people who have a headache will call and say, I want to see Gary. You know, I got a headache. I'm not going to see you. But if you have terminal disease, I will. All right? And anyone who comes by my office seven nights a week and looks upstairs, you'll see the lights on. And that's where I'm counseling mm-hmm. people. I set aside those 4 hours, 10 at night to 2 in the morning. Because the rest of the day, starting at 4 a.m. when I wake up, I'm back at it again. It's just a very busy time because a lot of things are happening and a lot of important things. So 212-874-4000, you can speak with Nadia and you can get some help. Now, let's go to the phones for another 60 seconds. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And it's a small contribution. In fact, on public television, they offered it for $125. So we're actually giving it at less than public television stations. For example, PBS Atlanta, PBS Orlando, PBS Denver. I know we're offering that at $125, and we're offering it for what, Michael G?
Just $75, and it's tax deductible, Gary.
Yeah, that means you're paying really about $35+ for a 2-hour documentary, and it's the only documentary of its kind out there. I mean, someone else, there are about two other documentaries, but they're specific to multi-level companies trying to sell you some products. I'm not. There's no products. I don't put products to sell in there. I don't do that. That would cheapen my message. B, I don't do it. And so what you're getting is the best of ideas out there. Whoever's idea is the good idea that worked, that's the idea I used. Mm-hmm. So, and I've seen the other documentaries, and they're not definitive. They're not going to cleanse you out. And people think, oh, as long as you get your, you know, intestine clean, your colon clean, you know, that's all that matters. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. You've got to clean your blood, your lymphatic system, your tissue. You've got to get the hardwired, you know, minerals like lead and cadmium. You got to get that out of your body. You have to do natural chelation. Well, which vegetables, which juices, which nutrients will chelate naturally? If you can't afford to get EDTA, ethylene, diamine, tetraacetic acid, or the others, or the suppositories, which ones? All this is in here. All of it. Give a call now, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Do we have 10 callers?
We have 11 callers right now, Gary.
11.
I'm looking toward that 15, actually. And, you know, I know there were doubters here in the station. I knew that it would happen. And you did as well. Detoxification, a natural approach. $75 contribution to the station, this expanded edition of the Gary Null Show on WBAI. And the number is 212-209-2950. 11 calls right now on the line. If no one is picking you up right away, that means, you know, we have everybody in the back. All the volunteers are busy. They'll probably pick up your phone and say, WBAI, please hold on. There are not enough volunteers. I hope we can get this rectified so we can have volunteers in the tally room in the afternoon to take these phone calls, because we're missing calls and we really, really shouldn't be doing that.
I don't want to miss any calls. We had that mess the other morning the morning show that they invited me on at 6 a.m. The trouble is I kept hearing the phone ring, and it turns out there was only one person picking up.
Yes.
And what happens is this: if you don't have enough people to pick up, sometimes people stop calling in, mm-hmm. and I don't want people to stop calling in. But at the other hand, I want people to know that you shouldn't have to wait that long. A call generally takes about 3 to 4 minutes to write the information. Yeah. And well, let's do this, Michael G.
12 calls on the line now.
12 now, because people know how important this is, unless the people at the station, and there are some health-minded people at the station, for example, who have done a detox. I know because I've counseled them. So there are some health-minded people who not only understand how to do lymphatic drainage, and there's a simple way for people to really stimulate the toxins to get out of their body, something that doesn't cost you a nickel to do. But no one ever hears about it. There's certain minerals that are specific to helping the body rebalance itself, especially people might have problems with their blood thickening. Well, how's your blood thicken? Well, how about dehydrate yourself? How would I know if I'm dehydrated? A simple impedance test. What's that? It's a simple little painless, harmless measurement when a low voltage current goes through your body, attached to your toe, little electrode, and it takes about a second, and then it comes back and it tells you the percentage of your body water, and which should be around 72-74%, and lean muscle tissue and fat, and then total weight. And that's how I know when people in the health support groups, if they're actually doing the protocols each week, because I get an impedance test. If I don't see that impedance changing, then I know they're not doing the protocols. And when you sit and talk with them, say, why aren't you? Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, but when they do, something as simple as just hydration, but then you find some people been smokers and drinkers, and that adversely affects that part of the brain that controls the apostat, or what you might refer to as a thermostat in the brain that tells you, you're thirsty, you're dehydrating, drink, or you're loaded, don't drink anymore. Otherwise, you can suffer from hydrodipsia or polydipsia. So that's what this is about. I mean, this is really understanding how to do this right. I mean, to do it right is to get you back your health or someone you love's health back. I had someone who came to me, and this woman was so frustrated. She put her head in her hands and she was shaking. She said, my parents are not going to do this protocol. They're just not. This is about a month and a half ago in New York. And I said, why not? She said, because my mom's 81, my dad's 80. They lived a certain life, their whole life. They're Sicilians. They're not going to change. You don't know the culture, Gary, if you did. I said, I know Sicilian culture. I have friends who are Sicilian. And I understand a lot of cultures, and I know how challenging it is. But I said, would they make any changes at all if they first saw something good happen? Well, that they might. So why don't we just refocus? I'll give you one thing they can do that will help them. Both of them. And then when they see and tell you that something is good happening, then just take one more step. Let's just do it one baby step at a time. And she's good. So I gave her one simple technique that everyone can do that would improve their memory, improve their energy, improve their health, improve them from pain. It's foolproof, absolutely foolproof. I've never found a person in my life that didn't benefit from it. And indeed, in just under 2 weeks, there was improvement, where for 20 years there had been none. So now do another thing. So you can do the detox or help someone you know who's resistant. I don't believe in that crap. That's quackery crap. That's not going to do it. We've all heard that, right? It's a broken record. So what do we do to help a person? And I'll show you how to help the resistant person. So no matter who it is, we can still improve the quality of that person's life or your own. Give a call now, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. I'm Gary Knoll. My program is normally heard noon to 1. I want to both apologize to the audience that's listening now for you not being able to hear the regular person, but you will be hearing that person as soon as this marathon's over or in the very near future. or sooner. And we're just going a little bit over today because we are helping the station and the phones are ringing.
Yes.
And as long as the phones are ringing, the bills are being paid.
Mm-hmm.
And if the bills are being paid, then you have a form. And if you got a form, then you have a lot of options, 144 options. And if you got all these options to listen to, you can find any number that you can align with that can help you. And if that's the case, then you're going to have a whole lot better perspective of the world than the people who only have a limited form, like over at Fox.
Mm-hmm.
So give a call now, 212-209-2950, and we're going to send you out the two-hour documentary, Detoxification, A Natural Approach. I also look at all the other detox programs over there, and I explain the pros and cons of them, because some of them have some things that are good. Oh, excuse me, and a lot of stuff is not.
Mm-hmm.
So I go through it in depth. So, Michael G., how many are on the phone?
Okay, now we have 11 calls, and we had 13. I didn't want to interrupt you a moment ago. We had 13, and now 11. And, you know, perhaps we should play a little bit from this DVD, and maybe I could get somebody to cover for me, and I could answer some calls. But I just feel like I should be in the tally room answering calls.
Okay, then let's do this. Let's play 10 minutes.
Okay.
So this way you can go in and help.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're a little shorthanded, so if people can come to the station and help out, that would make a big difference, because sometimes they play a program that was successful, my own or others, at odd hours,
mm-hmm.
where they wouldn't do almost anything, like overnight.
Yes.
But if they only have one person or no one, then we're not helped at all.
Yeah.
Whereas if we had a couple people overnight, in the morning and late at night, let's say from 8 o'clock on, that would make a big difference.
Big difference.
So please, if you can donate some time, please do so. And I will, we'll do all we can,
mm-hmm.
To acknowledge that you're there helping us, try to get you some healthy food to eat, everything that we can do. We will do. So thank you for volunteering, and also thank all of you for calling right now, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. You're listening to WBAI in New York City. We have a 50,000-watt signal. It's sharp as a tack. You can hear it. Unlike other signals, which are directional, this you can hear everywhere. If you were to draw a ring around New York City, you can hear us. White Feather listens up in up near Kingston in Woodstock.
Mm.
We have people in Montauk listening. We have people down in mid and southern Jersey listening. And Patterson and are listening. And the Jersey Shore is listening. We have people in northern Jersey listening. So in all the boroughs, and a good, clean, clear signal. We've been here for over 55 years. So we're in the middle of the dial, so we have all this going for us. So I would ask you to do this, please. We all have one object: to help BAI to become a powerful voice once again. It was powerful in the 1960s and 70s. That was its heyday. We had such great voices: Lex Hickson, Larry Josephson, Rick Harris, Rosemary Mealy. We had a lot of unique people, Eileen Zalist and Bob Fast. But today, we have to change. We have to. And the management and the local station board and the national board and the producers and the host, working together, not always in harmony,
mm-hmm.
but they're working together to say what should be our direction, what should be our mission, what should be our dynamic in getting there, how can we be more sustainable, how can we be relevant again. That's our goal. And I believe that the station has a value. I believe that it's like any process, it's a learning curve. And that over the next 2 years, in the effort of helping it get on its feet and find its way again, It's like me working with a patient who was once vital and healthy, and then one day is not as sick. You don't give up on that patient when they're sick and down. You help them, you get them back up on the feet. And that's what we're doing. Remember, it's easy when you're NPR or PBS or a network because you have unlimited funds. And you can bring in the best of the best in a given field. And in fact, many of WBAI and Pacifica's former alumni, you'll hear on NPR.
That's
you'll
right.
hear them on networks. I mean, not all, but those who were the best are still good. And so we have nurtured and been the beginning career for some. Do you know who my engineer was years ago when I started on BAI?
No, I don't.
John Goodman.
Wow.
You know, Roseanne Barr's...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, John Goodman was my engineer. We used to have wonderful conversations. He was a brilliant mind. Yeah, there have been a lot of interesting people who've come through BAI in their evolution. And BAI has gone through changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to just identify what it wants to be when it's vital and healthy and has a voice again. That's 50% of its survival. A unified voice, a direction that connects with people today. Not 1960s or 70s.
Right.
Today.
Today.
Some people still want to have the message. It's a different message, a different time.
Yeah.
And just remember, for those who are kind of stuck in an ideological quicksand, we were the only place and the only voice for decades. And that developed hubris. Today, there are thousands of places people can go instantaneously and get everything going on around the world and movements and causes and calls to action. There's no limit to that. It's massive. Why do you think CNN took an enormous drop in the ratings, as did MSNBC? And why do you think that current TV is dead on arrival? And with some smart people and some talented people, because they made a strategic mistake. And mark my words, Michael G.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe the current can last 24 months. And yet it had Al Gore, founder, hundreds of millions of dollars behind it. Why? They took a strong left turn. Now, do we need another strong left channel? What don't we have? We don't have a humanistic channel, do we?
Mm.
We don't. The things they could be focusing upon to align with the independent thinkers, they're not. They're going to sit down at a table and take a piece out of a pie that already is thin to each person at the table. So now they got to compete with all the other left agendas. It's just stupid, because they also did the best documentaries on television. I mean, bar none. No one else was doing the quality documentaries they were doing. Kudos to them. And now, where there were documentaries that enlightened us, informed us, that explored, that broke through barriers, now you got the same political talking heads saying the same things that everyone else is saying on similar stations. So you don't add a new audience, you simply take a part of an existing audience. And it's just foolish. I wish someone who had actually owned their own business ran some of these stations. Because until you own your own business and know that a decision you make that is wrong could cost you your livelihood and that of your employees and everything you own, then you wouldn't be so cavalier. You'd think before you made decisions. You would work it through. You would put it to an acid test. You would try to deconstruct it. And they're not going to do that. So we have to look at all the competition we have. And we've got strong competition, good competition, quality competition, and I love that. I love the fact that we've got competition. But it also means that we've got to get organized. We can't be a football team if there's no coach and there's no quarterbacks and there's no rules and there's no plays. Just everybody goes out and does whatever they want. And mm-hmm. and we gotta put it together. And that's not a criticism. I'm not saying that to criticize. I'm just saying that is some advice of someone who's been on radio a long time. And if you want to go back and look at my radio career, photographs of Brock Peters and Julie Newmar and Peter Boyle, who I shared a floor with before his movie Joe made him a breakout celebrity, and Donald Sutherland, all the other people that I work with and used to do anti-war events with, the photo gallery's there and the video bio's there. I have 7 different video bios because I have 7 careers. So each career, 9 careers, but I only have 7 video bios. But each one of those careers, PBS and documentarian, author and investigative reporting articles, 656 articles, 101 books, and over 120 movies, they're all there. So if anyone ever wants, then go and look. It's there. It's free. It's non-commercial. But you learn something. You learn about cooperation. You learn about not allowing your own personal ego or political agenda to get in the way of making a decision and how it impacts and who you're going to align with and how that's going to impact. You look for the greater good. And right now I'm saying the greater good is independent thinkers who want to be empowered and work together collectively to cause something to happen that wouldn't have happened by themselves. You heard me say to the judge who was on, right? I asked him tough questions, mm-hmm. yes or no. Mm-hmm. And he was honest. You know, and most of the things he said yes to, that creates an environment of cooperation. And it's my hope that Rocky Anderson and Jill Stein and all these other people, the Constitutional Party, the Freedom Party, the Anti-War Party, the Justice Party, the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, all of them should be working together. Now, that's not going to happen today, but it could happen. Then you have a viable populist voice. So they have to run into a buzzsaw and become irrelevant. They have to see all their money and human and emotional capital come to nothing. And when the calls don't come and the cameras are not on and the mic is turned off and the mail is nothing but bills, then maybe they'll see, would it have been different had I worked with others? And the answer is yes, if you work with the right mindset. So all I'm suggesting is this. There are those of us who are going forward, and we hope you're coming with us, where we have a platform for ideas in every field that not just addresses problems, but solves problems. We have to have hope, and we have to have positive energy. If all we do is identify with pain and suffering and victimization, then we just might as well put on some crazy-looking outfits in the 1960s and hang out listening to John Denver music. It's not going to get any better. So this is not 1960 or 70. No. We got to look at today and make actions, and that's what our hope is. That's why we're asking you to call. Because a BAI that is working together to change the future for all of us is much more valuable and viable than a non-existent BAI that is off the air because the people didn't call and we didn't have the financial support. The only way we get it is to compromise ourselves by taking in sponsors. And once we take in sponsors, then what makes us any different than anyone else taking in sponsors?
That's right.
So we're holding to a higher standard. You understand that? BAI has chosen to walk a tighter tightrope. Others have got 4 foot of tightrope and side panels, right? We're blindfolded with 3 people on our back, and we got a 3-inch wire under us, and we're all walking across the Grand Canyon. And yet we did it before anyone else. We just have to remember that this is a new day, a new era. We got to work differently, and we cannot allow infighting. We cannot allow oppositional defiance. We cannot allow amongst ourselves. We cannot allow ourselves to stay in gridlock by arguing, fighting, internecine conflict. We have to cooperate, and to do that, we have to support one another, and the audience has to support us. We all have to kind of be on the same page. Even though we maintain our own individuality and our own autonomy, we're still a family, and we have to act like a functional family forward now. That's why I came back. That's why I'm here. Mm-hmm. That's why I believe in the station. That's why I believe in the future of the station. That doesn't mean that there are not some hard lessons to learn. That doesn't mean we have, can't have honest and sensitive conversations. But we have to get on the board. And that's why your call is so important, because if we can't pay the electric bill, and we can't pay the phone bill, and we can't pay our percentage to the Pacifica Foundation, then all of this is for nothing. And then one day someone will say, remember BAI, man? Hey, now we got... Well, it's gone. What do you mean it's gone? How's it gone? We need it. You know, these guys are now going after the... all of the protesters. They're all being arrested, and they're being detained in these re-education camps. And where's BAI? Did you ever support it? Yeah, I think. I'm sure I must have. I listened to it. No, did you support it? Well, one time, about 12 years ago, I bought something and gave them a donation. And if you had to look at that as food, you fed them a piece of food and you expected them to survive with nothing else. Mm. So now they're gone. And now everyone who decided to listen, to take, but not to give, which is about 94% of the people. Yeah. That's the reality. That's the truth, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone. So who now is fighting on your behalf? Who now has the courage to go down there? Who's supporting the occupiers? Who's giving them a divorce? Who's got the lawyers on who are defending those people who are now being called terrorists, who are just citizen activists? And then you realize what we forgot, the basics. And we try to make this as interesting and entertaining as possible, but at the end of the day, we have to have support. So we get the premiums together, and we provide them to you because the premiums, as you know, are meaningful. They can be used 1,000 times, shared with people. They help the people in return. It's an exchange of energy. You get something powerful. You get a radio station. You get something that you can connect with. And then you give some small amount of money to the station, which pays its bills. I work here for free. I'm paid nothing. I have to pay my producers, researchers, scholars in residence, so that I give you the best information possible, that no one's going to drive a truck through and say, well, that's not accurate, and that's not accurate. That doesn't happen. We're ahead of every curve out there, and that's where we're staying. But the moment you take anything in life for granted, watch how quickly you lose it. So let's not take BAI, its significance, its importance, for granted. Let's support it. And for all of you who have been supporting it, you are absolutely going to support it no matter what. I thank you for that. I know that the station, its management, its personnel thank you as well, because you are a real mensch in that. So, Michael G., how many people are calling right now?
Well, right now, Gary, the calls have dropped off, but as you were able to hear, for a full 20 minutes, as you were talking, you heard that there's not one moment that went by that the phones were not ringing. You heard that. The phones continually were ringing in your ear. You could hear it, and everyone out there could hear it as well. So the phones have dropped off right now. So if you weren't able to get through before, if you haven't made that pledge to date, please do call right now. I'm going to run to the back and answer some phones, take some pledges now at 212-209-2950. Detoxification, a natural approach, a $75 contribution to the radio station. It's a tax-deductible contribution. You can pledge with Visa card or MasterCard or American Express. We will send you this DVD thanking you for supporting the Gary Knoll Show on WBAI this afternoon. We're going to play an excerpt, another maybe a 10-minute excerpt from you, and then we'll come back to close this out. 212-209-2950. Detoxification, a Natural Approach by Gary Knoll. We're sending you this for supporting the station. Now the calls are coming, are building back up.
And it can help save a life. Your children should be detoxified. The longer you live, the more toxins you accumulate. When you breathe air, you're creating toxins because of nanoparticles and particulate matter that's in the air. When you're drinking water out of a tap, you could drink upwards of 120 different chemicals and not know it. You can't just look at the water and say, oh, it's clean water. Yeah, and that's like water out in the woods. Anyone like myself who's a scout, I was a scout for 10 years and a scout master, Troop 24 in West Virginia, Life Scout. We know we don't go and just drink out of a stream because of what's called beaver fever, because ahead of you upstream, there was someone using that stream and putting stuff in it that is microorganisms and parasites. So you boil the water, then you drink it. Mm-hmm. Well, think of all the times we didn't think about washing our hands. We went into a restaurant and didn't think that they don't have an autoclave machine sterilizing. Do you realize how many people get herpes from drinking glasses of water or in a or alcohol in a tavern or a restaurant? Oh, but I thought alcohol sterilized that. No, it doesn't. All right, that's a myth. All alcohol will do is it will do some surface killing of bacteria. That's why it has been used in wounds, but it also is highly inflammatory, but it does not get rid of all the microorganisms on something. You have to heat that at a high temperature, and that's why you have autoclave equipment at over 700 degrees in hospitals. And still, some microorganisms are able to survive. Some bacteria can survive at the bottom of a volcano, and some can survive in cakes of ice that have been frozen for 10,000 years. These are very adaptable creatures, but when you get one in your belly and in your intestine that shouldn't be there, oh, does that play havoc? And you didn't realize that. Well, in this you will, because I talk about the ways we get toxic and what happens, and I show you, so then you go, ah. And there are about 100 remarkable moments. What I call remarkable moments, one of those, I get it now. One of those real learning events in this film. And by the way, a lot of doctors have asked for this film. I have nurses that watch this film. I have dietitians who give this to people to watch this film. In fact, in my store each day, they're playing this film because people stand there and they watch it and they want to see what's going on. They didn't know this stuff. And these are highly educated people in the store. It's up around Columbia University. So get all that, you know, the very academic community. And they're sitting there watching because of stuff they didn't know. So I can assure you, you're going to know stuff now. You're going to be able to apply stuff. You're going to detoxify. You're going to help your body. You're going to help your immune system. You're going to help yourself get vitally healthy again. And then you're not going to make the mistakes because you'll know you don't want to go back through that door where there's disease, degradation, down that road. So this is a real life-changing documentary. Detoxification and Natural Approach. One last time, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. How many are on the phone now, Michael G?
Now we have 7 calls on the line, and we're building up toward 8 and 9. Someone called. A woman called up just a moment ago. See, I have to answer these phones when this phone in here rings. It was a lady calling up, and she said, I want a pledge. And I said, oh, you have the wrong number. This is the on-air line, and I gave her the 2950. So when we think that we give the number out too much, there's always somebody that's listening right now and gives the gets the wrong number. So we are encouraged by the people that are calling now, ringing the phone, calling up with their pledges of support.
How many are calling
Noel
now,
Show
Michael G?
With WBAI. Now we have eight calls on the line right now.
Okay, why don't we do this? Because clearly they're just a little shorthanded today, or those calls would have been picked up quicker.
Yes.
Why don't you run back, try to maybe grab some people out of the offices and ask them to spend just maybe the next 20 minutes answering calls so we don't lose these. We can't afford to lose a nickel at BAI, not a nickel. We, you know, and we did that the other morning, yesterday morning, in fact. Today's Thursday.
Tuesday.
We lost a lot of calls because at one time Esther said, oh, we have 10 people on the line. But then it didn't stop being 10 because there was only one person answering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we lost all those.
We lost it.
So we don't want to lose any now. So keep calling 212-209-2950. Michael G's going back, and he'll be answering calls. And we're going to play you some more from the film itself. Maybe let's do a 10-minute segment now, Michael G.
Okay, Gary, let's do that.
I'd like to mention is the toxicity of heavy metals, particularly aluminum. Half of the cookware that's manufactured in the United States today is made of aluminum. Dr. Parcells knew that that was a very dangerous metal and it should not go into the body. People using aluminum cookware and using aluminum foil are running terrible health risks. Aluminum has not only been implicated in things like senile dementia, but it actually is now, people are admitting, even science is admitting, that it is dangerous to bring that into the body.
Well, if you have plumbing that still has lead solder in it, you can be getting a lead contamination. If you cook with aluminum cookware, you can be getting an aluminum contamination. If you have silver fillings in your mouth, you may be receiving toxic doses of mercury. Another toxin is electromagnetic problems. All electrical appliances, high-powered wires, all emit electromagnetic fields, and these can be very toxic to us. We first heard of electromagnetism being a problem whenever a patient walked in one day and announced that she had worn an electric watch for 4 years with no battery, and it kept perfect time. And this, of course, was mind-boggling to us because we had heard of people who had electromagnetic problems, but we had never encountered one before. She went on to say that at her job at the lab, they would not let her in the computer room because the computers went crazy whenever she walked in the room. And I was telling one of our employees about this patient. She said, oh, yeah, my computer turns on every time I walk by it. These are people who are severely affected by the electromagnetism, the electromagnetic radiations that they encounter in life.
You know, we could talk about heavy metals or other substances like organophosphates that are found in pesticides or solvents, but people don't commonly think of medications as also being neurotoxins. There are a variety of medications that are actually toxic to the nervous system. For instance, neuroleptics, which are prescribed for schizophrenia, are extremely toxic to the nervous system and produce Parkinson's-like symptoms, as well as Parkinson's disease and other types of movement disorders in which people have unusual and very profoundly disabling types of motor movements. In children, for instance, I found a high correlation of children diagnosed with autism, a direct correlation with their antibiotic exposure at a young age. Very, very commonly when you do a history of a child diagnosed with autism, the mother will tell you that he's had 25 to 30 ear infections and numerous, numerous antibiotics.
At the other end of the spectrum, we have senior citizens who are walking pharmacies or taking anywhere from 3 to maybe 15 medications to control a whole host of symptoms, including abnormal behavior, psychotic behavior, depression, fatigue. And this is not normal. This is not a result of medicinal deficiency of these drugs as much as it is as a buildup over time of toxins in the environment, in the food that they eat, and in the water that they drink, and the air that they breathe. This is the end result, and it does not have to be treated with medications.
There is substantial evidence that taking medicines results in illness in a very large segment of people consulting physicians, so that a good deal of medical practice actually can be accounted for by the difficulties encountered as a result of taking medicines. And the take-home message as far as toxicity is concerned is that these medicines that we take have to be detoxified, and they join a stream of substances in our body that may make a very big difference in the total burden of the stream. Now, take, for example, antibiotics, which in general, I think I was brought up in medicine thinking, gee, you know, since an antibiotic is not aimed at my chemistry, but is aimed at a germ inside me, then it's okay, I can take it, it won't bother me. And many antibiotics are very well crafted to do very minimal damage to my own chemistry and just go after these bad germs. And of course, antibiotics are life-saving and very important tools that science has brought us. On the other hand, when you take an antibiotic, you kill off a substantial number of the healthy germs that live in your digestive tract. And some fairly nasty germs may move in and produce toxins that completely alter the situation as far as your toxic burden.
The concept in children with autism, for instance, is that high exposure to antibiotics leads to a state of dysbiosis. This means that there's a disruption in the ecological balance, if you will, of normal bacterial flora in the intestinal tract, as well as pathological types of flora, including bacteria known as anaerobic bacteria and yeast. These anaerobic bacteria and yeast have very, very profound metabolic activity. They release a variety of neurotoxins that are circulated into the bloodstream and have a variety of neurological symptoms.
What the intestinal flora is bacteria that's native to our colon. It's healthy, it belongs there, and what its function is to help fight off viruses and colds and flus and things like that to help keep us healthy. When there's too much fermentation going on, the flora can get out of balance. What happens is there is a bacteria in the colon called Candida. It's a normal, healthy part of our intestinal flora. What happens is, since it's yeast-like in nature, when things start to ferment, it grows and overtakes the flora, the bacterial level in our colon. And that can also cause a lot of illness and sickness and disease.
An excess of normal body chemicals can be a toxin. If you exercise a lot and get an excess of lactic acid in your muscles, this can be a toxin. If the acid-alkali balance in your body is skewed, this can be a toxin. For example, your stomach must be acidic for your protein to digest. Your small intestine must be alkaline for the digestive enzymes to work. And if this acid-base balance is off, this can cause toxic and health problems for a person.
How do we identify which toxins are in us? Of course, we could look around at our environment and see what's there to begin with. For example, last week I saw a man who had spent most of his life as an engineer working in the field of metals. Well, I wasn't too surprised to find that when his analysis of his tissues, hair and blood and urine came back, he was loaded with lead and cadmium. Now, does that mean that because he has prostate cancer, which is not, quote, caused by lead and cadmium in the direct sense, that we shouldn't pay attention to getting rid of those poisons? So for him, just taking a good history, as is always the case for a doctor, is the place to start. What have you been exposed to? Are you an artist, therefore being exposed to chemicals? Are you a teacher, where you've probably been exposed to a moldy school? Because many of the schools in the United States, at least in the Northeast, are moldy and have poor ventilation systems. Are you exposed to other things? Then there are tests on your blood, hair, and urine that will measure these things that are really quite accurate now. And it is no longer a matter of just kind of for the people with occupational exposures that these may be significant. Everybody who's chronically ill should be tested for heavy metals and some of these pesticides and other things to see, under certain circumstances, if their symptoms might be due to toxicity.
Toxicity is most easily diagnosed by the clinical state of the individual. If we have problems that we will call congestive, which again are allergies and asthma, arthritis, skin problems, constipation, indigestion, headaches, and other aches and pains. These are often problems of congestion or toxicity. There are certain tests, there are detoxification profiles done through blood and urine that some labs have begun to do in the last several years, and these may help at least at assessing how capable you are of proper detoxification. Someone who may be weak in these areas may be supported by certain nutrients or by changes in their diet.
Toxicity, environmental toxicity, has really wormed its way into our lives. Listen to some of the symptoms of environmental toxicity. Headaches, backaches, runny nose, fatigue, joint pains, nervousness, skin rashes, cough, frequent colds, sleepiness, hives, irritated eyes, insomnia, nausea, sore throat, dizziness, indigestion. And you know what's interesting is we have so many products now on the market and in the shelves of drugstores to combat these various ills. And yet, there should be no reason why we have these ills in the first place. We shouldn't have to go to a drugstore to take care of something that can be easily taken care of by making sure that we protect ourselves from these environmental toxins, and when they build up in us to such a degree that we can't hold them anymore, to detoxify our bodies of them in order to really stay well.
I do microscopy with my clients, which is called live blood analysis, and I'm able to actually see the different toxins within the system and what it creates to the body. It actually literally destroys the cells. Once it starts destroying the cells, it allows vulnerability of the body to actually suppress its immune system, and eventually we'll die if we don't take care of ourselves.
The interesting thing about toxic symptoms is that actually many of us experience them on a regular basis in the form of fatigue, say, not having enough energy. As I was pointing out before, energy is something that you need a lot of to get rid of toxins. It's a very expensive synthetic process in which molecules that are not good for you have to be joined up with carrier molecules to get them out of your body. This synthesis is something that requires a lot of energy on the body's part, and when it isn't working well, it robs you of energy in the more metaphorical sense, and you just don't feel well. Many people go to their doctors complaining of fatigue or various symptoms of malaise or feeling out of sorts or depressed. And the doctor does the tests, you know, the blood count and the chemistry screen. The doctor says, well, everything looks fine. And of course, everything looks fine from the standpoint of the absence of an identifiable, codable disease, but the patient still feels poorly. And I think this is a good sign that something in their chemistry is out of balance.
The indications for radiation are numerous, and they include things like muscle aches, mild nausea, more fatigue than usual, persistent headaches, slight dizziness, the discomfort associated with airplane travel. And by the way, the jet lag, you know, is really related in a fundamental way to this toxicity of radiation.
Another common symptom that is often misdiagnosed and not treated properly is arthritis, also muscle aches and pains. Very commonly can be due to toxicity that is not being treated. And most of the time is treated with medications, which in the long run can make the toxicity worse and the problem worse. And instead of it being a problem that can be cured and taken care of, it becomes a chronic, ongoing problem that really never is solved or cured.
The easiest way to look at imbalance in our body is that we either become congested from too much coming in, or sometimes we're just under increased amount of stress and our body is unable to keep up with everything. It weakens our ability to eliminate. Our elimination systems include our gastrointestinal tract, our skin, our lungs, our urinary tract, and secondarily our sinuses and worsening conditions in the skin. So many problems of congestion might be skin rashes, allergies and asthma and sinus problems, arthritis, inflamed, irritated joints, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all kinds of cardiovascular disease. Cancer is probably a problem of toxicity.
Right, toxicity can affect all systems of the body. And the symptoms of people who need detoxification can be many, many.
All right. Well, that just gives you another 11 minutes of a two-hour program. So thus far, you've heard about 20 minutes out of 2 hours. Now, think of how much more information there is. And now we're in our last 9 minutes. We're doing very well, by the way. We've had 4 live presentations, all 4 have hit $7,000. I want to thank everyone. Michael G., we're, you know, we're doing the best we can,
yes,
and the public
are.
Is helping, and so it's a win-win-win for everyone. So we're getting people healthy. We're giving them tools they need to make positive change. It's helping the station.
Mm-hmm.
We thank the volunteers. So it's all together. So let's now do this. Let's get the final calls, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Michael G. went back. There are eight people in the studio that he jumped in. So now we have enough people so that you won't have to wait. So if you call now, there'll be someone who can very quickly pick up the call. Or if you should go on hold, it's just for a 3 minutes max till they finish up, because that's about what it takes. These are, people are now in a roll that everyone's in a nice rhythm. They're in the zone of getting the information and going on to the next person. So call 212-209-2950. It's only $75. And you can make payments if you don't have it all at once. It's tax deductible, so you're really only paying about $36 for this or so. And it's a two-hour, very important documentary on healing, and it's called Detoxification in Natural Place, because every single person that I help, without exception, in my entire career, I start them with detoxification, and this is the protocol I use. I don't have 2 or 3 or 10 or 20 protocols. I have one protocol.
Okay.
My entire protocol for helping the terminally ill to the minor problem is all the same, and this is it. I put my protocol into this film, but I didn't limit it to my protocol because I believe in multiple truths and multiple answers that can help us. So I use the best minds of the best people out there to do the same. So it's all in one two-hour documentary, an award-winning documentary. I mentioned it won one of the best health documentary awards from the Houston International Film Festival. So give a call now and get your start on your journey of healing by detoxification. And this is not one of those supercilious things that you see in some of the health food stores. Oh, buy this bentonite clay or take these, you know, high-fiber tablets. This goes way beyond any of that stuff. This is the heavy-duty industrial strength complete detox protocol. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Michael G.
All right. Thank you so much, Gary. And thank you for this extra hour you're spending with us. And you know, as we are saying and as we understand, this is helping the station, helping WBAI. Detoxification, a natural approach. This film, this two-hour film by Gary Noll. We're going to send this to you for a $75 tax-deductible contribution. The phone calls are coming in right now, 212-209-2950. We have 8 calls on the line now. We're going to get to 15 before the top of the hour. Those of you who are calling now, please be patient as we get to all of your calls. Hugh Hamilton will be coming up at 3 p.m. with the program Talkback, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. Everyone else who's listening right now, if you've been listening throughout the time that we've been talking about this since 1 p.m., if you haven't made that call, or if you called and you got a busy signal or no one picked you up right away, we have volunteers in place right now to take your calls. Detoxification, a natural approach by Gary Noll.
212-209-2950. You know, Michael G., we didn't do any discussion about the film for 42 minutes.
That's true. We talked about the station.
True.
Yes, that's quite correct.
All right?
That's correct.
So if you take the total time we've actually talked about the film, added it all together, it's about 39 minutes.
That's right.
The rest of the time, the first 22 minutes, I talked about power.
Power.
Remember?
Yes.
Having nothing to do with this.
Yes. That is power that we covet. That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I dealt with that.
Yep.
Then I took about 42 minutes to talk about BAI and why it needed to be helped and saved and directed and a new day and a new energy, new vitality. And mind you, for those people who say, I don't want a new anything. I want the old. It can't be.
Yeah.
We can't survive being the way we were. We have to be better, more direct, more focused, and that's why I dealt with that. But now we're strictly in the last 4 minutes. That's all we have is 4 minutes. It's just on this premium to help the phones ring, to help bring in some badly needed funds that are immediately applied to our bills, which are always pressing, But you want to know the good news, Michael G?
What's that, Gary?
When I came back on the air, BAI personally as one station owed $1.8 million. Do you know we've raised $1.6 million? This one-hour program? $1.6 million. Or we've helped to pay down about 90% of BAI's debt. Now, it can incur new bills, and it doesn't stop it because there's always expenses, and those expenses will accumulate. But at least it took it from being at death's door to getting back up on its feet, and that's what we all want. No matter what your political perspective or ideological perspective, nothing helps you, you know, if you don't have a station that's there. So we can, you know, we can all decide what we should do going forward, but at least we need a station that's a vital station. Remember, BAI by itself does not exist. It doesn't have any debt. It accumulates expenses, but at the end, it's the foundation that is the legal entity that is responsible for each of the five individual stations. That's why each station is doing the best they can with the circumstances of this moment, but all of them are in transition states. KPFA in Berkeley, KPFK in Los Angeles, which I'm on for 29 years, PFW in Washington, and KPFT in Houston. So we're trying to get our bearings, our foot, and go forward. Give us a call, and we're making it easy today because we're giving you a wonderful two-hour documentary, and that is Detoxification and Natural Approach. How many people are on the line now?
Right now, we have 11 calls on the line now. And, Gary, we're going to have to go. We have a hard 60 seconds, and then we're out. The next program is in place. Thank you so much, and thank you to the listeners, as you said, as we started out. Thank the listeners for responding in such an overwhelming fashion this afternoon.
Right. I'll be preempted tomorrow. And again, that's a good thing. When they have special programming that can help the station and raise funds, I'm the first person to say, happy to have them take my place at noon. I'll continue doing my regular show, which people who have a telephone can listen to or over the internet. But for the BAI, I'll be preempted and I'll be back on Monday. So please continue to support the station. 212-209-2950.
212-209-2950. Thank you for that. I'm certain that the rebroadcast would help us out very, very much. 3 p.m. in New York City at WBAI 99.5 FM. Listener-sponsored, commercial-free community radio. Coming up next, Talkback with Hugh Hamilton.
This is Rick Wolf, host of Economic Update. On Friday, May 18th at 7 p.m., join the Brecht Forum as we present The Beginning is Near, a conversation with Cornel West and Michael Moore. This historic evening will bring together two of the most forward thinkers of the left movement for an evening of humor, depth analysis, and celebration of global movements against the 1%. This conversation will take place Friday, May 18th, at Hunter College Assembly, 68th Street between Lexington and Park. For more information, contact 212-242-4201. That's 212-242-4201, or check us out at brechtforum.org.
Lehman Center for the Performing Arts is proud to present Grupo Nietzsche's 30th anniversary exclusive New York City performance. Direct from Columbia, the legendary Grupo Nietzsche's performance will take place one night only on Saturday, May 19, 2012 at 8 p.m. at Lehman Center for the Performing Arts, located on the campus of Lehman College at 250 Bedford Park Boulevard, West the Bronx. For ticket information to Grupo Nietzsche's 30th anniversary single performance, you can contact Lehman Center Box Office at 718-960-8833 or the website www.lehmancenter.org.
It's May again, and you know what that means. Commencement of volunteer training for the annual Spring Fun Drive is already underway. If you think you've got what it takes to be the meanest, the baddest, the toughest fundraiser on the face of the planet, then it's your duty to report to 120 Wall Street, 10th floor, on the double. Volunteers are needed 24/7. Give us a call at 212-209-2800 or visit our website wbai.org for a listing of shifts and choose your detail. The battle to save free speech radio is in your hands.
Performing over 80 unique styles of dance for New York City's 6th annual Dance Parade Down Broadway and Festival in Thompson Square Park on Saturday, May 19th. Don't miss the vibrant costumes, decorative floats, and high-energy music. Register now at danceparade.org.
Emotional Justice Unplugged, in partnership with WBAI 99.5 FM, presents Black Love, a reimagining. Love, lessons, legacy, loss, learning, an all-women panel. May 29th, 7 p.m. Join Dream Hampton and Stacey Ann Chin at Harlem's Dwyer Cultural Center, moderated by me, Esther Armour. How has love impacted your politics, passion, activism, purpose? How has the way you love shaped your relationships and our institutions, our leaderships? What lessons have you learned? What do you and we need to unlearn? Call 212-209-2815 for more information. Revolutionary love.
Yo, this is G-Love on WBAI, New York.
To In Other News, I'm Jeff Brady, and this is a special edition of In Other News, and we want to thank the station for allowing this material to get on at this particular time. This is Hugh Hamilton's spot for Talkback, but we have a very special version of the show this afternoon. The premium we have is Silent Power, and it's a wonderful, fantastic book that we've talked about in the past shows. And we're also offering the archive of In Other News as well. But Silent Power was particularly interesting. And this book that we're offering is the hardcover version, also with the audio CD in the back. And the author is Stuart Wilde. He is with us. The interesting thing is Stuart Wilde is narrating also the audiobook in the back, which is wonderful. He's got a fantastic voice. The book we are offering is yours for a $60 pledge, which is a fantastic deal for everyone. And we'll get into a little more detail of what the book is about. Essentially, it is about holding on to your power and your spiritual energy, a topic that is often addressed on this radio station. But there's an interesting aspect to Stuart Wilde's work here, and he calls it etheric leaning, and he asks you to stand tall etherically. Now, we have Stuart Wilde joining us right now on the phone. Stuart, are you with us?
Yes, I'm right here.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. It's really a pleasure to have you and talk with you again. I wanted to ask you, Stuart, what did you have in mind when you wrote this book? Who did you have in mind when you wrote this book, Silent Power?
Well, I wrote it really for my regular readers, but it's really this idea that you don't have to be driven crazy by what's going on around you. You know, you can detach. A a lot of what the book talks about is being able to sort of be, unemotional and detached, and to understand, to read the subtle energies, you know, to understand what people actually mean rather than what they say. And so it's the act of looking at the spaces between the leaves rather than looking at the tree. It's very much that it's the getting of wisdom. It's understanding that all your power is inner and you have fantastic strength, but where you lose it is when you get stressed out and off balance, and when you're being pulled around by other people. And so in the book I talk about the silent consolidation of your power through meditation and disciplines, and the wisdom of like non-action, which is a very Taoist theory, but it's the idea of not reacting and not acting necessarily. So sometimes doing nothing is way better than acting and throwing yourself into a huddle. Excuse me.
Sure.
And so it's very much like going in the opposite direction. When all the crowd are screaming and rushing up one end, you walk silently out towards what's essentially going to be the safe end. And I think as the world gets more and more tenuous and the economy gets worse and worse, the whole idea of silent power is one that says, hey, you can provide for yourself. You don't need a lot. You can understand things intuitively by developing subtle feelings, a subtle perception about things. You can literally see round corners because you've developed those subtle feelings, and you're linked into, you know, your, what I call your nature self. And your nature self is that part of you that is natural and calm and walking in the trees and is linked to Gaia and understands the seasons and the rain and the snow and the sun and the warmth. And so it's the development of an extrasensory etheric perception. The etheric is the life field around us, and it isn't that hard to begin to understand it, because you kind of know it when you look at it, but perhaps you haven't got the words to understand it, or nobody's actually laid it out for you. And that's part of the book, is developing a heightened sense of awareness. So you're like this very calm, very wise old medicine woman or sage, and you're just walking very calmly through the village while a riot's happening all around you. But you're like at one and at peace with nature and the eternal Tao, and you don't have a lot of needs. You don't have a lot of emotional stuff. You're composed and settled and balanced.
I noticed in your book, Silent Power, and this is what we're offering for the listeners, and that is the Silent Power book for a $60 pledge when you call 212-209-2950. But I noticed in the book that you articulate very easily complex ideas that are sort of fleeting revelations for some people, and they sort of vanish. But you know something good happened, but you can't quite put it into words.
Yes.
Well, it's in words in this book, and I thought that was one of the main strengths I noticed in this book.
Well, I've always tried to sort of write for the common man, to write in words and phrases and imagery. You know, when you write, you're essentially writing a cartoon. You're creating pictures in the mind of the reader. And so if you create funny pictures or simple pictures or quirky pictures, it entertains them, and they understand these concepts, because the concepts of like going the other way is very, very different, because everybody's plunging towards one direction. And then to teach people, hey, hold back, pull back, don't get involved, allow the people to go in whatever direction they want to go, don't get angry, stay calm. And, you know, like it's that sort of, you know, you buy the solution, not the emotion. So you look at like, what's the problem? Now, what's the solution? But if you get uptight, the solution evades you. And so my whole philosophy has been that. It's been one of sort of empowering what I call the fringe dwellers. And the fringe dwellers are people, they're not revolutionaries or anything like that, but they're just people who think differently. You know, let's say the people that would support your radio station, you know, they think differently, and they have a different idea about life and the world. They have maybe a different relationship to God, maybe a more intimate relationship to God, because they can sense the beauty of the God force in nature through their meditations and through their silent and quiet time and so on. And so they're less sort of like, you know, ritualistic, less dogmatic and so on. So the fringe dwellers are sort of people who like, no, they don't fit. But they still might be working at the rail, you know, on the railways or something. They may have a regular sort of what I call a TikTok job. But deep in their soul, they know they're part of a higher evolution. And so silent power is very much for those people. And they're not one or two weirdos. There's like tens of hundreds of millions of them. That, you know, they may even be part of a religion, but part of them knows that they don't really belong to that religion. They just go through the motions, you know, attending on their holy days. And so I wrote it for them so that they would have this extra boost and so that they would understand themselves in the context of another evolution. And that's, like, for example, in the book I talk about silent talking, and this is the ability to communicate with other people without using your voice but just your thoughts, and to pick up on what they're thinking and their feelings, and sort of be more intimately connected to your children and your loved ones and your family and so on. So it's really the sort of the path of the warrior sage, this person that isn't normal, because they just, they've questioned TikTok, they've questioned dogma, they've gone to another place in their mind. And there are millions of people out there, and it's somewhat lonely for them, because often there's nothing for them to link into or to read or to be a part of, because all that's really offered in the mainstream is a sort of like day-to-day sort of bland, you know, propaganda, and it's all rubbish, really.
Agreed, Stuart. Our guest is Stuart Wild, and he is the author of many books, I believe about 20 books, including the one we're talking about right now, and that's Silent Power. It's the one we're offering as a gift for a $60 pledge. We'll send this out to you when you call 212-209-2950. I noticed about the silent talking,